This message, how the angel came to me and his commission, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday, January 17, 1955, at the Lantech High School in Chicago, Illinois, USA. Lumbigo, yeza kanjani ingilosi kimi, futhi lombiko wayo, ngomfo wethu William Marion Branham, wachunyayelwa ngomvulo ngoZibandlela 17, 1955, Lantech High School, eChicago, Illinois, USA.
And the brethren are probably, I see several tape recorders down here, and they'll pick this up, of course.
Futhi abazalwane, mhlawumbe ba, ngiyabona ama tape recorder amaneng panslap, njalo baza kuthola lokho kunjalo.
Anytime you want to know just what the Holy Spirit said to you, see the brethren here's got these tape recorders and you run that right back through, you can get your case exactly.
Lobanini lapho ufuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi umoya ongcwele uthen kuwe. Bona abazalwane abalapha, abala ma tape recorder lawo. Bengabuyela emuva. Ungalithola udaba lwakho lunjalo.
Watch and see if it don't happen just exactly the way it says. When you hear it, breathe out, thus saith the Lord, a certain thing, or this is this way, or just check it over and see if that's right or not. It's always that way.
Foot, ukhangele uboni, uba kungasoze kwenzakale, ngendlela, oku khulunywe ngayo, uyabona. Uba uguzwa kusithi, icho kanje inkosi, into ethile, kumbe lokho, kungale indlela, kumbe kukhangele futhi njalo ubone ukuthi kuqondele kumbe hatch bona kuhlala kuyile ndlela.
Now for just a little background, and I'm just kindly happy tonight that there's just a few of us here. We're just home folks, aren't we? We're not none of us strangers.
Manje ngibuyela emuva nje kancane futhi ngiyathaba kulobu ubusuku ukuthi sibalutshwane lapha singekhaya sihlobo akunjalo yini. Kasisibo akula muntu phakathi kwethu ongumfokazi.
We don't. I can just use my Kentucky grammar and feel right at home now, because we're just a, I ain't throwing off on Kentucky now. If there's anybody here from Kentucky.
Gasi ngingasebenzisa ulimi lwami olwe Kentucky. Njalo ngizwe ngingekhaya kathesi ngoba sinje futhi kangikhulumi kubi ngeKentucky kathesi uba kulo muntu lapha ovela eKentucky.
Is there anybody here from Kentucky? Raise your hand. Say, I should feel right at home. That's mighty fine.
Ukhona yini lapha odabuka eKentucky? Phakamisa isandla sakho uthi kumele ngizizwe ngingekhaya. Kangimelanga yini? Kulungile kakhulu.
My mother used to run a boarding house. I went down there one day to find out. There's a great group of men boarded there, and the big long table set. And I said, how many here from Kentucky stand up? Everybody stood up.
Umama wa elendlu, eyokuhlala isihambi, futhi ngahamba khona ngelinye ilanga ukuyambona ukuthi khonapho iqembe likhulu lamadoda lalihlala khona, njalo enkulu itafula ende yayihlezi, futhi ngathi bangake lapha badabuka eKentucky, phakamani bonke baphakama.
I went up to church that night, my church, and I said, how many here from Kentucky? Everybody stood up. So I said, well, that's been very good. The missionaries have done a good job. So thankful for it.
Futhi ngahamba enkonzweni kulobo busuku ibandla lami njalo ngathi bangake lapha badabuka eKentucky bonke baphakama ngakho ngangisithi awu kuhle kakhulu ama missionary bayenze umsebenzi omuhle ngakho silokubonga ngakho.
Now in the book of Romans, the 11th chapter and the 28th verse, listen closely now to the reading of the scripture.
Manje kuncwadi yabase Roma isahluko 11 njalo lendima 28 lalelisani ukubalwa kombhalo.
As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved of the, for the Father's sake.
mayelana levangeli bayizitha ngenxa yenu kodwa mayelana ngokuthethwa bangabathandekayo baka ngenxa yabo baba.
For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Shall we pray?
Ngoba izipho lokubiza kukaNkulunkulu akula kuphenduka. Ngasithandazeni.
Lord, help us tonight now as we approach this reverently with all of our heart and sincerity. Only for your glory these things are said. And help me, Lord, and put just in my mind just the things that should be said and how much to say. Stop me when it's your time.
Nkosi, sincede kulobu busuku kates lapho silanda lokho ngokuhlonipha ngenhliziyo yethu yonke ngoba umnene izinto lezi zikhulunyelwa inkazimulo yakho kuphela futhi ngincede Nkosi njalo ufake engqondweni izinto kuphela okumele zikhulunywe njalo kukhulunywe okungakanani ngimise uba sokuyisikhathi sakho.
I ask that every heart will receive these things for the benefit of the sick and needy in this audience. For I ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Ngiyacela ukuthi yonke inhliziyo izamukele lezi izinto ukunceda abagulayo njalo labalendingo kulo umbuthano ngoba ngiyakucela ngebizo lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Now, I want to approach this subject just while we're small, and I'll try not to keep you too long. I'll lay my watch out here and try my best now to let you out in good time so you can be back tomorrow night.
Manje ngifuna ukulanda lesi sifundo lapho sibalutshwane. Futhi ngizazama ukuthi ngingaligcini okwesikhathi eside. Ngisabeka inkombalanga yami lapha njalo ngizame ubungcono bami ukuthi ngilikhuphe ngesikhathi esihle ukuze liphenduke kusasa ebusuku.
Now be in prayer. I don't think the boy even give out cards. I've never asked him whether he, and if they didn't or whether they did or did not, it doesn't matter. We got cards in here anyhow if we have to call some. So if not, well, we'll just see what the Holy Spirit said.
Manje wobani lithandaza. Ngangibona ukuthi umfana unikeze amakhadi. Ngangimbuzanga ukuthi futhi uba bengenzanga loba kumbe benzile loba kabenzanga akulandaba. Silawa amakhadi lapha. Uba kumele sibize abanye. Ngakho uba kungakho njalo kungani sizabona ukuthi umoya ongcwele uthini.
Now if you listen close, now this may be in just a few of us here, it's a good time to say this because it deals with my own personal being.
Manje uba singalalelisisa kathesi lokho kunga njengoba yithi esibalutshwane esilapha isikhathi esihle ukukhuluma lokho ngoba kuphathelane lami ngokwami.
And that's the reason I read this scripture tonight, that you might see that gifts and callings are not anything that anyone can merit.
Futhi yiso isizathu ngifunde kumbhalo kulobu ubusuku ukuze libone ukuthi izipho njalo lokubizwa akuyisiyo into laloba ngubani ayifaneleyo.
Paul speaking here said the Jews in the line of the gospel was blinded and away from God, that for our sake. But the verse just before that said all Israel will be saved. All Israel will be saved. According to the election.
UPaul ekhuluma lapha wathi amaJuda ngosendo lwevangeli bamphumputhekiswa njalo basuka kuNkulunkulu lokho kusenzelwa thina. Kodwa indima ephambili kwaleyo yathi wonke u-Israyeli uzasindiswa, wonke u-Israyeli uzasindiswa mayelana lokukhethwa.
God the Father has loved them and blinded them that we Gentiles might have a place. Now of repentance that through Abraham his seeds could bless all the world according to his word.
UNkulunkulu ubaba ubathandile njalo wabaphuputhekisa ukuze thina abezizweni sibe lendawo kathesi eyokuphenduka ukuze ngo-Abrahama inzalo zakhe zibusise wonke umhlaba ngokutsho kwelizwi lakhe.
See how the sovereignty of God is? His word just got to be. He just can't be nothing else. And now, we, by God has elected us. He's elected the Jew.
Uyabona ukuthi ukuzibusa kukaNkulunkulu kunjani. Ilizwi lakhe lifanele lenzakale. Akula enye into angaba yiyo. Futhi manje thina nge uNkulunkulu usikhethile. Ukhethe umJuda.
And he's all these things is God's foreknowledge when he spoke of them. What would be, he foreknew it. Now God, in order to be God, at the beginning, he had to know the end, or he wasn't the infant God.
Njalo uyi, zonke lezi zinto, yikwazi phambilini kukaNkulunkulu. Lapho ekhuluma ngabo, ngokuza kwenzakala, wayesekwazi kungakayenzakali. Manje uNkulunkulu ukuze abe nguNkulunkulu ekuqaliseni wayemele ebekwazi isiphetho kumbe kasuye uNkulunkulu ongelako kuphelelwa.
God's not willing that any should perish, certainly not. He doesn't want anyone to perish. But at the beginning of the days, the world, God knew just exactly who would be saved and who would not be saved.
uNkulunkulu kafuna ukuthi kube lo muntu ophubhayo qa lakanye kafuna kube lo muntu ophubhayo kodwa ekuqaliseni kokuqalisa kwezinsuku umhlaba uNkulunkulu wayekwasobala lo ozasindiswa njalo lalo ongasoze asindiswe.
He didn't want the people to be lost. It's not his will that any should be lost, but it's his will to save everybody. But he knew from the beginning who would and who would not.
Wayengafuni ukuthi abantu balahleke. Kayisiyo intando yakhe ukuthi abe khona olahlekayo. Kodwa intando yakhe ukusindisa wonke umuntu. Kodwa wayekwazi kusukela ekuqaliseni ukuthi ngubani ozasindiswa njalo longasoze asindiswe.
That's the reason he could foresee this thing will happen, that thing will happen, or this will be that, this person will be that way. See?
Yiso isizathu wayengatsho phambilini into enje iza kwenzakala, into enjeyana iza kwenzakala, kumbe lokho kuzakuba yilokhuyana, lumuntu uzakuba soyana bona.
He could foreknow it because he's infant. If you know what it means, that's just, there's nothing he don't know. See, he knows, well, there's nothing from before time and after, there's no more time. He still knows everything. Everything is in his mind.
Wayengaba kwazi kungakayenzakali ngoba kaphelelwa. Uba usazi ukuthi kuchoni, yikho nje, akula lutho yena angalwaziyo. Bona, uyakwazi akula lutho kusukela kungakabi lesikhathi. Njalo lange muva kungelasikhathi bona uloke esazi konke kusengqondweni yakhe.
And then as Paul said in Romans the 8th and 9th chapter, then why does he still find fault? So we see that.
Njalo njengokutsho kuka Paul kwabase Roma kusahluko 8 lo 9 phoke kungani elokhu esathola icala ngakho siyabona ukuthi.
But God, like preaching the gospel, someone said, Brother Branham, do you believe that? I said, look, said, you must be Calvinist. I said, I am Calvinist as long as Calvinist is in the Bible. Now, there's a limb on the tree that's Calvinism, but there's more limbs on the tree, too. A tree has more than one limb.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu, njengokuchumayela ivangeli, omunye wathi mfowethu Branham, uyakukholwa lokho. Ngathi khangela wathi ufanele ukuthi ungumlandeli kaCalvin. Ngathi ngingumlandeli kaCalvin lapho kuphela ubuCalvin buseBhayibhelini. Manje kulogatsha esihlahleni inkolo kaCalvin kodwa kule ngatsha ezinenge esihlahleni futhi isihlahla silengatsha ezidlula olulodwa.
This won't run it on out there and the eternal security, and after a while you go on off into universalism and you drop off out there somewhere. There's no end to it.
Wayefuna ukukwenza khonale kube yikugcinakala okuphakade njalo ngemva kwesikhathi uqhubeke uphume uye ekukholweni ukuthi umuntu wonke uza kusindiswa njalo uyehlele endaweni ethile akula siphetho kukho.
But when you get through with Calvinism, come back up and start on Arminianism. See, there's another limb on the tree and another limb on the tree. Just keep on, the whole thing together makes the tree.
Kodwa ungaqeda enkolweni kaCalvin, penduka phezulu njalo uqalise kusi Arminian. Bona kulolunye ugatsha esihlahleni njalo lolunye ugatsha esihlahleni, qubeka nje yonke into isihlangene iyenza isihlahla.
So I believe in Calvinism as long as it stays in the scripture.
Ngakho ngiyakholwa ku Calvin uba ingqeke kuhlala empalweni.
And I believe that God knew before the foundation of the world, chose his church in Christ and slayed Christ before the foundation of the world. Scripture said so. He was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayekwazi umhlaba ungakadalwa, wakhetha ibandla lakhe kuKristu, njalo wabulala uKristu umhlaba ungakadalwa. Umbhalo utsho njalo, waye eliwundlu likaNkulunkulu elabulawa umhlaba ungakadalwa bona.
And Jesus said that he knew us before the foundation of the world. Paul said that he knew us and predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ before the world was ever formed. That's God. That's our Father. See?
Futhi uJesu wathi wabasaza umhlaba ungakadalwa. UPaulo wathi wabasaza njalo wasimisela phambilini ekubekweni ubuntwana ngoJesu Kristu umhlaba ungakadalwa. Lo nguNkulunkulu, lo ngubaba wethu bona.
So don't worry, the wheels are turning just right. Everything's coming just in time. The only thing is get in the turn. And that's the good part about it. Then you know how to work when you're getting in the turn.
Ngakho ungakhathazeki, amavila ayabhoda, kuhle yonke into iza ngesikhathi. Into kuphela ukuthi ngena ekubhodeni, futhi lokho yilokho isigaba esihle ngakho, lapho usukwazi ukuthi usebenze njani lapho ungena ekubhodeni.
Now, notice now, the gifts and callings without repentance. That's the only way that I could scripturally place my calling in the Lord.
Manje nanzelela kathesi, izipho lobizo kungela ukuphenduka. Yoyodwa indlela engingenelisa ngombhalo ukubeka ubizo lwami enkosini.
And trusting that I'm with friends tonight who will surely understand this, and I think it's personal, but that you might have an understanding and know just what the Lord has said that he would do, and find something moving and then follow in it.
Futhi ngithemba ukuthi ngilabangani kulobo busuku abazazwisisa ngempela lokho, njalo bengacabangi ukuthi kumayelana ngami, kodwa ukuthi libe lokuzwisisa njalo libe kwazi ukuthi kuyini lokho inkosi ethe izakwenza, njalo lithole into ehambayo njalo lilandele liphakathi kwayo.
Now, in the beginning, the first thing that I can ever remember is a vision. The first thing that I can recall to my mind is a vision that the Lord gave me. And that was many, many years ago. I was a little bitty boy, and I had a rock in my hand.
Manje ekuqaliseni, into yakuqala engingayikhumbula ngumbono. Into yakuqala engingayikhumbula emcabangweni wami ngumbono engawuphiwa inkosi, futhi lokho kwenzakala iminyaka eminingi. Emnengi iminyaka eyadlulayo, ngangingumfana omncane futhi ngangilelitshe esandleni sami.
Now, I beg your pardon. I can remember when I was wearing a long dress. I don't know whether any of you all old enough to remember when little boys used to wear long dresses. How many in here remembers when children wore, yes, long dresses?
Manje ngiyaxolisa, ngiyakhumbula ngigqoke isigqoko eside. Kangikwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe lina omunye phakathi kwenu lonke lingaba badala ukuthi likhumbule lapho abafana abancane babe gqoka izigqoko ezinde bangake lapha abakhumbulayo lapha abantwana babe gqoka yebo izigqoko ezinde.
Well, I can remember in my little old hut there where we live, I was crawling on the floor, and it was someone, I don't know who it was, come in, and Mama had worked a little blue ribbon in my dress, and I was just barely able to walk.
Awu, ngiyakhumbula endlini, endala encane eyotshani, esasihlala khona, ngaye ngikhasa phansi, futhi kwaku ngomunye ngangikwazi ukuthi ngubani owaye ngenayo futhi umama waye enze umribhon omncane omncane oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka esigqokweni sami futhi ngakenelisi ukuhamba.
But I was crawling now and I stuck my finger in the snow on their feet and was eating the snow off his foot standing by the side of the fireplace getting warm. I remember my mother jerking me up.
Kodwa khonapho ngangikhasa njalo ngafithizela umuno wami kungqoqwane enyaweni zabo njalo ngangisidla ingqoqwane enyaweni lwakhe emi eceleni kwalapho okubaselwa khona umlilo ngizikudumeza ngiyakhumbula umama engidonsela khona lokho.
And then the next thing I remember must have been about 2 years later, I had a little rock. And that would make me about 3 years old, and my little brother then would just been about not quite 2 years old.
Futhi into elandelayo, engikhumbulayo, kufanele kube ngemva kweminyaka emibili yalokho, ngangilelitshe elincane, futhi lokho kwakungenza ngibe leminyaka emithathu yokuzalwa, njalo mna wami ongumfana lapho, wayengakafikisi iminyaka emibili yokuzalwa.
And so we were out in the back the yard where there was just an old chip yard where they used to bring the wood up and chop the wood.
Futhi sasi ngemva kweguma okwakulendawo yokugamulela lapho ababeletha khona inkuni njalo begamule isigodo.
How many remember them days when you used to pull the wood up in the backyard and chop it? But I wear a tie even tonight. I'm right at home.
Bangaka bakhumbula lezo nsuku lapho elalidonsela isigodo ngemva kweguma lisigamule kungani ngibophe ithayi kulobo busuku ngingekhaya.
Then when we out there in the old shipyard, there's a little branch that run down there, come from the spring. Had an old gourd dipper up there at the spring where we dip our water and put it in the old bucket, old cedar bucket, and bring it down.
Futhi lapho bephandle le endaweni endala eyokugamulela kwakulesifudlana esincane esasedlula khonapho sivele emthonjeni. Sasilokhezo oludala emthonjeni lapho esasikha ukufaka amanzi ethu njalo sithele enkonxeni endala inkonxa yomsedari njalo siyilethe phansi.
I remember the last time I seen my little old grandmother before she died, she was 110 years old.
Ngiyakhumbula isikhathi sokugcina ngibona ugogo wami omncane engakabhubhi wayeleminyaka elikhulu lechumi.
And when she died, I picked her up in my arms and held her like this just before she died. She put her arms around me and said, God bless your soul, honey, now and forever. When she died.
Futhi lapho ebhupha, ngamphakamisa ngezandla zami. Njalo ngamthwala kanje, engakabhubhi. Wangithandela ngezandla zakhe. Njalo wathi, uNkulunkulu abusise umphefumulo wakho, sithandwa. Kathesi, njalo lanini nini, lapho ebhupha.
And I don't think the woman ever owned a pair of shoes of her own in her life. And I remember watching her, and even when I was a young man, would go down to see him.
Njalo ngicabanga ukuthi lo owesifazane wake waba lezicathulo ezazingezakhe empilweni yakhe. Njalo ngiyakhumbula ngimkhangele njalo lalapho ngelijaha ngangihamba ngisiyababona.
Every morning she'd get up barefooted and go through that snow up to the spring, get a bucket of water and come back. Her feet right in that, so it don't hurt you. She lived to be 110, so she was very, very rugged too.
Ekuseni yonke wayevuka engelazicathulo njalo ehambe phakathi kwengqoqwane esiya emthonjeni ethathe inkonxa yamanzi ephenduke inyawo zakhe ziphakathi kwalokho. Ngakho akulizwisi ubuhlungu waphila iminyaka elikhulu lechumi Ngakho yebo numzana wayeqine kakhulu futhi.
So then I remember she was going to tell me about my father's marbles that he played with when he was a boy. And a poor old thing, I thought, how she go get up in that attic?
Ngakho ke ngiyakhumbula ukuthi wayeza ngitshela ngamatshe ayimbodlela ayedlaliswa ngubaba wami esasemncane futhi leyo nto endala ehawulayo ngacabanga uzaqansa njani esiya kulelo kamuli eliphezulu kwendlu.
Little old two-room shack and had an attic up there and he had two saplings cut in a ladder made to go up.
Indlu encane endala elamakamuli amabili njalo yayi lelinye ikamuli phezulu futhi babe lezigodo ezimbili ezincane ezaziqunyiwe njalo benza ilele ukuthi bakhwele phezulu.
Well, I said, one out, she said, now, at your dinner, I'm going to tell you, show you your daddy's marbles. And I said, all right.
Awu, ngathi, awu, manje wathi, manje ngemva kokudla kwantambama, ngiza kutshela, ngiza kutshengisa. Amatshe ayimbodlela aka baba wakho futhi ngathi kulungile.
So she's going to show them to me in a trunk upstairs where she had her stuff put away like the old folks do. Now I thought, how in the world that poor old thing going to get up that ladder?
Ngakho wayeza ngitshengisa ku-trunk eyisendlini ephezulu lapho ayegcinela khona izinto zakhe njengalokho okwenziwa ngabadala abanenge futhi ngacabanga. Uzakwanisa njani lomuntu omdala ohawulayo ukugada ilele leliyana.
So I got around there and I said, Grandma, I said, now wait, honey, I'll get up here and help you. She said, stand aside. Up that ladder she went like a squirrel.
Ngakho ngase ngisiya khona njalo ngathi gogo ngathi kathesi mana sithandwa ngizakhwela phezulu ngikuncedise. Wathi mana eceleni phezulu kwelele wagada njengosinti.
She said, well, come on. And I said, all right, Grandma. I thought, oh, my, if I can just be like that. That much strength in me yet at 110 years old.
What I was. Futhi ngathi kulungile gogo. Ngacabanga, oh, mina. Uba ngingaba njeyana. Amandla angako. Kimi, kodwa. Kuminyaka elikhulu lechumi.
Now, then I remember being at this little old spring and I had a rock and was throwing it down like that in the mud trying to show my little brother how strong I was.
Manje, ngakho, sengikhumbula, ngikulo umthombo omdala omncane, njalo ngangile litshe, njalo ngaye ngiliphosela, phansi kanje, emadakeni, ngizama ukutshengisa umna wami ukuthi ngangiqine okunganani.
And there was a bird sitting up in the tree and he was chirping, turning around, a little robin or something. And the little robin, I thought he spoke to me.
Njalo kwakule nyoni eyayihlezi phezulu kwesihlahla futhi yayisenza umsindo ibhoda ngendawo okuyirobini okuncane okudala kumbe okunye futhi le robin encane ngacabanga ukuthi yakhuluma lami.
I turned and listened and the bird flew away and a voice said, you're going to spend a big part of your life near a city called New Albany.
Futhi ngathalaza njalo ngalalela. Njalo inyoni yaphapha yahamba. Njalo ilizwi lathi uzaqeda isibanga esikhulu sempilo yakho duzane ledolobha elithiwa yiNew Albany.
It's 3 miles from where I was raised. Went about a year later to the place. Having no idea of ever going. New Albany.
Kungaba ngamamayili amathathu kusukela lapho engakhuliselwa khona. Ngahamba phose umnyaka ngemva kwalokho kuleyo ndawo ngangingela mcabango wokuhamba New Albany.
Along through life, how those things, now look, my people was not religious. My father and mother did not go to church. Before that, they were Catholic.
Ngokuhamba kwempilo, ukuthi lezo zinto, manje khangela, abantu bakithi babengayisibo benkolo. Ubaba lo mama babenga hambe enkonzweni. Phambili kwalokho babe ngama Katolika.
My little nephew sitting in here somewhere tonight, I guess. I don't know, he's a soldier. I'm praying for him. He's Catholic himself, still Catholic.
Umzukulu wami omncane ohlezi lapha endaweni ethile kulobu ubusuku. Ngiyacabangela angikwazi ulisotsha. Ngiyamkhulekela yena. Ungumkatolika ulokhu elikatolika.
And last evening when he was here and saw those things of God, he was standing right there at the platform, he said, stand there and said, Uncle Bill, he's been overseas for a long time, said, and I seen that. Said, that don't happen in the Catholic Church. He said, I believe, Uncle Bill, you're right, he said.
Njalo izolo ntambama, lapho elapha, njalo ebona lezo zinto zika nkulunkulu. Kate emile laphayana ku platform. Wathi emile laphayana njalo wathi malume pili. Ube phesheya kwamazwe okwesikhathi eside wathi lapho ngibona lokhuya wathi lokho akwenzakali kubandla lekatolika. Wathi lokhuya ngiyakholwa malume pili uqinisile watsho.
And so I said, honey, it isn't me right. It's him that's right. See, him that's right. And so he said, I said, now I'm not asking you to do nothing, Melvin, but just serve the Lord Jesus Christ. With all your heart, you go anywhere you want to.
Futhi ngathi, sithandwa, akusimi engiqondileyo, nguye oqondileyo, bona, yena oqondileyo, njalo wathi, ngathi kathesi, kangikuceli ukuthi uyenze ulutho. Melvin, kodwa khonza inkosi uJesu Kristu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Hamba loba ngapi lapho ofuna khona.
But be sure that in your heart that Jesus Christ has been born anew, see, in your heart, and you go to any church you want to after that.
Kodwa woba leqiniso enhlizweni yakho ukuthi uJesu Kristu uzelwe kakutsha. Bona enhlizweni yakho ube usuhamba loba kuliphi ibandla ngemva kwalokho.
Now, but the people before me were Catholic. My father's Irish, my mother was Irish. The only break there is in the Irish blood, my grandmother was a Cherokee Indian. My mother is just about a half-breed.
Manje, kodwa abantu ababe phambi kwami, babenga ma Katolika. Ubaba wami ungum Irish, lo mama waye engum Irish. Umehluko kuphela okukhona kugazless Irish, ugogo wami wayengu-Cherokee Indian, umama wayeluhlobo oluhlangeneyo phakathi laphakathi.
And so then, to me, it's our generation, after three, it's done faded out. But that's the only break in being strictly Irish. Harvey and Branham was the name. And then behind that was Lyons, which is still Irish. And then they was all Catholic, but myself, we had no religious training or teaching at all as children.
Ngakho-ke ngakimi kungeyami isizukulwane sethu ngemva kwezintathu sokuphelile kodwa yikho kuphela ukuma ekubeni ngum-Irish opheleleyo. U-Harvey lo Branham laliligama njalo ngemva kwalokho kwaye kungu-Lyons okulokhe kuyi-Irish njalo bonke babe ngamakatolika. Kodwa mina sasingela mfundiso yezenkolo kumbe ukufundiswa ngisho njengabantwana.
But those gifts, that visions, I saw visions right then just the same as I do now. That's right. Because gifts and callings are without repentance. It's the foreknowledge of God. God doing something. Down through life, I was afraid to say anything about it.
Kodwa lezo zipho, leyo mbono, ngabona imbono khonapho. Njenga loko engwenzayo kathesi kuqondele lokho ngoba izipho njalo lokubizwa akulani lokuphenduka. Ikwazi phambilina kukaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu esenza okuthile ngokuqhubeka kwempilo ngangisesaba ukukhuluma loba ikuyini ngakho.
You've read my story in the little book called Jesus Christ the Same Yesterday and Forever. I think it's some of the books, these other books. Is that right, Gene? Is it in this the regular book? In the book we have now? Is it Life Story? I think it is. Then when we had, ain't that awful? My own books now. I've never read them myself.
Sela bala udaba lwami kugwalo oluncane oluthiwa uJesu Kristu uyafana izolo lamuhla njalo lanininini. Ngibona kukhona kwezinye ingwalo lawo amanye kuqondile yini lokho, Gene? Kukhona kulolo olujwayelekileyo ugwalo olujwayelekileyo phakathi phakathi kogwalo esilalo kathesi imbali yempilo ngibona hilo. Ngakho lapho sesi akukubi lokho yini ingwalo zami njalo angizake ngizibale ngokwami.
But somebody else writes them. So then it's just something they've taken a meeting. I've been through that, so I'm looking for something else always to happen.
Kodwa omunye uyaziloba. Ngakho ke yinto abayithetheyo emhlanganweni. Ngidlulile kulokho. Ngakho ngikhangelele ukuthi okuthile kuhlale kusenzakala.
So then they're fine. I've read parts of them now here and there just as to get a chance.
Ngakho manje zilungile. Ngifunde izigaba zangakhona kathesi lapha lalaphayana lapho ngithola ithuba.
And now, anyhow, as a little boy, you know the vision, how it spoke to me as about 7 years old and said, don't drink or smoke or defile your body in any way. There'll be a work for you to do when you get older.
Futhi manje, loba kanjani, njengomfana omncane, ndiyawazi umbono ukuthi wakhuluma njani kimi, ngangile minyaka eyisikhombisa, eyokuzalwa njalo wathi, unganathi, kumbe ukubhema, kumbe ukungcolisa umzimba wakho. Laloba ngayiphi indlela kuza kuba lo msebenzi wakho okwenza lapho ungakhula.
You've heard that told in the book. Well, that's right. All along it kept happening. When I become a minister, well then it really started happening all the time.
Njalo likuzwile lokho kukhulunywa engwalweni. Yebo ke lokho kuqondile isikhathi sonke kwaqhubeka kusenzakala. Sengingumchumayeli awu kwasekuqalisa ukwenzakala sonke isikhathi.
And I one night saw our Lord Jesus. I'm saying this with permission, I believe, from the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord that comes is not the Lord Jesus. It doesn't look like him in the same vision. For the vision I saw of the Lord Jesus, that he was a little man.
Futhi mina ngobunye obusuku ngabona inkosi yethu uJesu. Ngicho lokho ngilemvumo ngiyakholwa evela kumoya ongcwele ingelosi yenkosi ebuyayo kayisiyo inkosi uJesu kayifanani laye embonweni munye ngoba umbono engawubonayo owenkosi uJesu waye eyindoda encane.
I've been out in the field praying for my dad and I come back in and I went to the bed. And that night, I looked at him and I said, oh God, save him.
Waye ngasi, ngange pandle ensimini, ngithandazela ubaba wami, futhi ngaphenduka phakathi njalo ngase ngisiya empedeni. Njalo ngalobo busuku, ngamkhangela, njalo ngathi, oh, Nkulunkulu msindise.
My mother has already been saved and I'd baptize her. Then I thought, oh, my dad drinks so, and I thought if I could just get him to accept the Lord Jesus. I went out, laid down a little old pallet out in the front room near the door.
Umama wayesesindisiwe, futhi ngangimbhaphathizile, ngakho ngase ngicabanga, oh, ubaba wami unatha kanje, futhi ngase ngicabanga, uba ngingamenza ukuthi eyamukele inkosi uJesu. Ngaya phandle, ngalala, phezu kompeta wotshani phandle endlini ephambili duzane lomnyango.
And something said to me, rise up. And I raised up, went walking, and went back into the field behind me, an old broom sage field.
Futhi okuthile kwathi kimi phakama, futhi ngaphakama, ngahamba, njalo ngabuyela ensimini, ngemva kwami ensimini endala yotshani bokuthanyelisa.
There standing not over 10 feet from me stood a man. White garment on, little fella, had his arms folded like this, a beard kind of short, hair down to his shoulders, and he's looking sideways from me like that. Peaceful looking figure.
Futhi konapho, emi amafiti angadluli alichumi kusukela lapho engangikhona, kwakume indoda, ile sambatho esimhlophe, umuntu omncane, izandla zakhe zazigoqwe kanje, indevu engathi zimfichane, inwele ezazilenga zifika emahlombe akhe njalo wayekhangele emaceleni kusuka kimi njengalokho isimo esilokuthula.
But I couldn't understand how his feet one just behind the other and the wind blowing, his robe moving, sage blowing. I thought, now wait a minute. I bit myself. I said, now I'm not asleep. And I pulled a little piece of that sage off. You've got it like a toothpick in it. I put it in my mouth.
Kodwa ngangingazwisisi ukuthi inyawo zakhe olunye lingomva kolunye, umoya wawuvunguza, isambatho sakhe siphephuka, utshani bomthanyelo buphephethwa. Ngacabanga manje mana okomzuzu ngaziluma, ngathi kathesi kangilalanga, futhi ngadonsa phansi ngasiphula obunye utshani. Liyazi ngakwenza njengalokho okokuvungula amazinyo ngabufaka emlonyeni.
I looked back towards the house. I said, no, I was in there praying for Dad. Something said, come out here, and here stands this man. I thought, that looks like the Lord Jesus. I thought, I wonder if it is. And he's looking just exactly directly towards where our house sits now.
Ngakhangela emuva endlini ngathi hatch, ngibe ngilaphayana ngithandazela ubaba. Njalo okuthile kuthe woza lapha phandle. Njalo nansi lindoda imi lapha. Ngacabanga kukhanya njenge Nkosi uJesu. Ngacabanga kangazi ukuthi kungaba njalo. Wayekhangele khona sibili maqondana lalapho indlu yethu ekhona kathesi.
So I moved around this way to see if I could see him. And I could see the side of his face like that. But I had turned way around this way to see him. And I said, never moved him.
Ngakho ngahamba ngabhoda ngale indlela ukuze ngibone ukuthi ngingambona. Futhi ngangimbona icele lobuso bakhe, kodwa yena ngachibilika ngale indlela ukuze ngimbone. Yena futhi ngathi akuzange kumnyikinye yena.
I thought, I believe I'll call him. I said, Jesus. And when he did, he looked around like that. That's all I remember. He just reached out his arms.
Futhi ngacabanga ngikholwa ukuthi ngizambiza yena. Futhi ngathi Jesu, futhi yena eseyenzile. Yena wajibilika wakhangela njalo, yikho kuphela engikukhumbulayo, yena welula izandla zakhe.
There's not an artist in the world could paint his picture, the characters of his face. The best I've ever seen was that Hoffman's head of Christ at 33. I've got it on all literature and everything I use. That's it, because that looks just like it. And so then, or pretty near, as close as it could be.
Agula muntu emhlabeni odwebayo ongadweba umfanekiso wakhe, izimilo zobuso bakhe. Okuseduzane engakubonayo ngumfanekiso kaHoffman wekhanda likaKristu elamachumi amathathu lantathu. Ngilawo kukho konke okubhaliweyo, njalo lakho konke engusebenzisayo kungoba kufanana laye. Njalo ngakho ke kumbe uphose ufane useduzane kakhulu.
He looked like a man if he'd speak the world would come to an end. And yet with so much love and kindness to you, I just pitched over. In a daylight, I found myself just at the break of day, pajama shirt soaking wet with tears when I come to myself, walking back to the broomstage field home.
Wayekhanya njengomuntu. Uba wayengakhuluma umhlaba wawuzafika emaphethelweni. Kodwa kunjalo, elo thando olunenge, njalo lesisa, uze ngawela phansi, futhi ekuseni ngazibona sengise kuphumeni kwelanga, impahla zokulala sizimanzi ngenyembezi, sengiphapheme. Ngahamba ngibuyela ngadlula ensimini yotshani bokuthanyela ngisiya ngekhaya.
I told it to a minister friend of mine. He said, Billy, that'll run you crazy. He said, that's the devil. And said, don't you fool with nothing like that. I was a Baptist minister at the time.
Ngakutshela umngane wami ongumthumayeli. Wathi, Billy, lokho kuzakuhlanyisa. Wathi, lo ngudeveli. Njalo wathi, ungadlali ngezinto ezinjalo. Ngange ngumthumayeli owe-Baptist ngaleso sikhathi.
Well, I went over to another old friend of mine. I sat down and told him about it. And I said, brother, what do you think about that?
Awu, ngahamba komunye umngane wami wakudala. Ngahlala phansi, ngamtshela ngakho. Ngathi, mfowethu, ucabangani ngalokho?
He said, well, Billy, I'll tell you. He said, I believe if you try to keep your life, just preach what's in the Bible here, the grace of God and so forth, I wouldn't go off after some fantastic thing, something like that. I said, sir, I don't mean to go off after some fantastic thing. I said, only thing I'm trying to find out is what this is.
What awu Billy, ngiza kutshela. What ngiyakholwa ukuthi uba ungazama ukugcina impilo yakho. Chumayela okusebhayibhelini lapha umusa kaNkuluNkulu kunye lokunye okunjalo kanye ngeke ngilandele into emangalisayo into enjalo ngathi mnumzana kangihlosi ukuthatheka ngezinto ezimangalisayo ngathi into kuphela engizama ukuyenza ikuthi ngidinge ukuthi lokho kuhini.
He said, Billy, years ago, they used to have those things in the churches. But said, when the apostles ceased, those things ceased with it. And said, now the only thing that we have at any kind of a seeing those things, said it's spiritualists, demons.
What, Billy? Guminyaka emnenge edlulayo, babelazo lezo zinto emabandleni. Kodwa what, lapho abapostoli bephela, lezo zinto zaphela labo. Futhi what manje, into kuphela esilayo eyokuthi loba iphi indlela eyokubona lezo izinto what izanguma amadimoni.
I said, oh brother McKinney, you mean that? He said, yes sir. I said, oh God, have mercy on me. I said, oh brother McKinney, will you join with me in prayer that God will never let it happen to me? You know I love him and I don't want to be wrong in these things.
Ngathi oh mfowethu McKinney uqinisile yini wathi yebo nomzana ngathi oh uNkulunkulu woba lesihawu kimi ngathi ngi oh mfowethu McKinney ungabambana lami emkhulekweni ukuze uNkulunkulu engakuvumeli ukuthi kwenzakale kimi uyakwazi ukuthi yena ngiyamthanda njalo kangifuni ukuphambanisa kulezi izinto.
I said, you pray with me. He said, I will, brother Billy. And so we had prayer right there in the parsonage.
Ngathi thandaza kanye lami wathi ngizakwenza mfowethu Bill futhi saba lo mthandazo khonapho endlini yomfundisi.
I asked several ministers, the same thing would come. Then I got scared to ask them because they'd be thinking I was the devil. So I didn't want to be like that.
Ngabuza abathumayela abanenye into efanayo yayibuya ngakho ngesaba ukubabuza ngoba babeza cabanga ukuthi ngingudeveli. Ngakho ngangingafuni ukuba njalo.
I know in my heart something happened. Now that's all. There's something in my heart that happened. And I didn't want to be like that. Never.
Ngangisaza enhlizweni yami ukuthi kulolutho olwalwenzakele. Manje yikho lokho kwaba lento enhlizweni yami eyenzakalayo. Njalo ngangingafuni ukuba njalo ngitsho.
So later on in years I heard one day down at the First Baptist Church where I was a member at the time, I heard someone say you ought to went over and heard them holy rollers last night. And I thought, holy rollers.
Ngakho ngokuya kweminyaka, ngezwe ngelinye ilanga, kubandla le First Baptist, lapho engangelilunga, ngaleso sikhathi, ngezwe omunye esithi, chono ubumele uhambe khona ngale, njalo uzwe izigqiki ezingcwele ngobusuku obudlulileyo futhi ngacabanga izigqiki ezingcwele.
And a friend of mine, Walt Johnson, bass singer, and I said, what was that, Brother Walt? He said, a bunch of these Pentecostals. I said, what? He said, Pentecostals. He said, Billy, if you'd ever see that, he said, they was rolling on the floor like that and jumping up and down.
Futhi umngane wami, Walt Johnson, umhlabeleli we-bass. Njalo ngathi kade kuyini lokhuyana mfowethu Walt wathi iqembu lama-pentecostal lawo ngathi okuyini wathi ama-pentecostal wathi Billy uba ungabona khonoko wathi babe giqika phansi kanjalo njalo beseqa phezulu njalo phansi.
And said they said that they had to jabber off in some kind of unknown tongues or they wasn't saved. I said, where's that at? Oh, says little old tent meeting out there at the other side of Louisville. Said, colored people, of course. And I said,
Futhi wathi, bathi, babe mele bekhulume ngezinye indimi, kumbe baye bengasindiswanga, futhi ngathi, kungapi lapho. Oh, wathi, umhlangano wakudala etendeni ngale kwelinye icele leLouisville. Wathi abantu abansundu. Kunjalo futhi ngathi
And he said there's a lot of white people there. I said, did they do that too? He said, yes, yes, they did it too. And I said, that's funny, as people get mixed up and stuff like that. I said, well, I guess we just have to have those things.
Futhi wathi ngulamakhiwa amanenge khona ngale ngathi benza njalo labo Wathi yebo, yebo, bakwenzile labo. Ngathi akuzwisiseki lokho. Abantu bazihlanganisa amakhanda ngezinto ezinjalo. Ngathi awu, ngibona kufanele nje sibe lazo lezo izinto.
On a Sunday morning, I never forget it, he's eating a piece of dry orange peeling for indigestion he had. And I guess it as well as it was yesterday.
Ngensonto ekuseni, kangisoze ngikukhohle. Wayesidla isiqephu sekhasi elomileyo elewo lentshisi ukwenzela ukuqunjelwa kwesisu owaye elakho. Njalo ngikubona sobala sokungathi ngokwa izolo.
Now I thought, jabbering, jumping up and down. What kind of religions will they get next? And so I went on.
Njalo ngacabanga ukukhuluma ngendimi, ukweqa phezulu, njalo laphansi zinkolo bani abazazithola ngemva kwalokho futhi ngaqhubeka.
Later from that, I met an old man. It's here in the church maybe now, or he was here over at the church, by the name of John Ryan. And I met him at a place, an old fellow, long beard and hair. And he may be here. I thought he was from Benton Harbor up here at the house of David.
Ngemva kwalokho ngahlangana lendoda ekhulileyo mhlawumbe kathesi ikhona ebandleni kumbe ibe khona ebandleni igama lakhe nguJohn Ryan futhi ngahlangana laye endaweni umuntu omdala olendevu ezinde kanye lenwele njalo engabe elapha ngangicabanga ukuthi uvela eBenton Harbor phezulu lapha endlini kaDavida.
They had a place in Louisville. I was trying to find them people, and they called it the School of the Prophets. So I thought I'd go over and see what that was.
Futhi babele ndawo eLouisville. Ngangizama ukubadinga labo bantu. Njalo bayibiza ngokuthi isikolo sabaprofeti. Ngakho ngacabanga ukuthi ngizahamba njalo ngibone ukuthi kube kuyini.
Well, I didn't see nobody rolling on the floor, but they had some strange doctrines, and that's where I met this old man. He invited me to come up to his place.
Awu, ngangibonanga muntu egiqika phansi, kodwa babele mfundiso engaqedakaliyo. Futhi kulapho engahlangana khona lale indoda ekhulileyo, wangxusa ukuba ngiye endlini yakhe.
I went up for a vacation. I was there one day, and I went back to his house, and he's done gone. And he'd gone somewhere down in Indianapolis, said the Lord called him, his wife. I said, you mean you let that man run off like that? She said, oh, he's God's servant.
Ngahamba khona, ukuya phumula, futhi ngangi khona ngale, ngelinye ilanga, njalo ngabuyela endlini yakhe, futhi wayesehambile endaweni ethile, eIndianapolis, wathi, inkosi imbizile, kusicho umkakhe. Ngathi, utsho ukuthi uyekele umuntu lwa, ehamba njalo, wathi, oh, uyinceku kaNkulunkulu.
Poor old thing died a few weeks ago, I heard. And she was devoted to him. My, that's the kind of wife to have. That's right. Right or wrong, he's right anyhow. I said, well, I know the... Now, he, Brother Ryan, are you here? He isn't here. He was the other day, wasn't he, boys?
Usalukazi ozihawulelayo. Ubhubhe kumaviki amalutshwane adlulileyo. Ngisizwa. Njalo wayezinikele kuye. Bakithi. Yiwo umhlobo womfazi wokuba laye kuqondile lokho kulungile kumbe kungalunganga uqondile loba kanjani ngathi awu ngaye ngikwazi ukuthi baye manje yena umfo wethu Ryan ulapha yini gakho lapha wayekhona ngelinye ilanga akunjalo yini bafana.
Well, they just live with what they can get a hold of. I mean, they didn't have nothing to eat in the house. That's right. And I'd caught some fish out to a pond or a lake in Michigan. I come back down to their place.
Awu, baphila ngalokho abangakuthola. Njalo wayengela lutho lokudla endlini. Kuliqiniso lokho. Njalo ngangibambe inhlanzi phandle esizibeni kumbe ecibini eMichigan. Njalo ngaphenduka ngisehla. Njalo ngaphenduka phansi endaweni.
And they didn't even have lard in the house or grease to cook the fish with. And I said, he left you without anything in the house? So, but he's God's servant, Brother Bill.
Futhi babengela ngitsho lamahwahwa awehotshi aphekiweyo kumbe amafutha awokuphekisa inhlanzi. Futhi ngathi, ukuthiye ungelalutho endlini? Wathi, oh, kodwa uyinceku kaNkulunkulu mfowethu Bill.
Said he, I thought, well, bless your old heart, brother, I'll stand right by you. That's right. If you think that much of your husband, I'm ready to join up and stand by you for that. That's right.
Wathi futhi ngacabanga, awu, kayibusiswe inhliziyo yakho endala. Mfowethu, ngizakuma kanye lawe, kuqondile lokho. Ucabanga okungakho, ngendoda yakho, ngidungele ukukujoyina, ngime lawe, ngenxa yalokho, kuqondile lokho.
We need more women like that today and more men thinking of their wife like that. That's right. It'd be a better America if husbands and wives would join together like that. Right or wrong, stay with them. Would be so many divorces.
Sifuna omama abanjalo abanengi namuhla. Njalo lamadoda amanengi acabanga ngomkabo njalo. Kuqondile lokho, kungaba yimelika engcono uba amadoda njalo labafazi bengabambana njalo kulungile kumbe kungalunganga. Hlala labo kube kungasoze kube lokwehlukana okunenye.
So we went to, then I went on and on my road home is a strange thing. I come down through Mishawaka and I seen little old cars now sitting on the street called big signs on them said Jesus only.
Ngakho sahamba futhi ngaqhubeka futhi sengisendleleni yokuya ngekhaya kwaba yinto emangalisayo ngehla ngadlula ngasemishawaka futhi ngabona ezincane imota ezindala kathesi zime emgwaqweni obizwa amabhakane amakhulu kuwo ayebhalwe ukuthi uJesu kuphela.
I thought, what is it? Jesus only? That must be religious. And I went over here and here's bicycles had it on it, Jesus only. Cadillacs, Model T Fords, everything, Jesus only on it. I thought, well, I wonder what that is.
Ngacabanga kuyini uJesu kuphela lokho kufanele ukuba ngokwenkolo njalo ngahamba lapha njalo lalapho amabhayisikili ayelakho uJesu kuphela amakhadi lakhe amamodel T40 konke uJesu kuphela kuwo ngacabanga awu angazi ukuthi kuyini lokho.
So I followed it around, come to find out it was a religious meeting, 1500 2000 people there. And I heard all that they're screaming and jumping up and down and going on. I thought, say, here's where I'll see what Holy Rollers is.
Ngakho, ngakulandela, ngabhota, ngathola ukuthi kwakungumhlangano owenkulu. Kwakulabantu abangaba yinkulungwane elamakhulu amahlanu kusiya kunkulungwane ezimbili lapho. Njalo ngezwa bonke khonale bememeza njalo, beseqa phezulu, njalo laphansi, njalo beqhubeka, ngacabanga. Chono lapho yikho engizabona ukuthi kuyini izigiqiki ezingcwele.
So I had my old Ford, you know, what I claimed would make 30 miles an hour, 15 this way and 15 up down this way.
Ngakho ke ngangile Ford yami endala liyazi engangisithi ingahamba ngesiqubu samamayili angamachumi amathathu ngehola ichumi lanhlanu usiyale njalo le chumi lanhlanu phezulu njalo laphansi usiyale.
So I pull it over to one side. When I got a place to park, walked back down the street, walked in, looked around, and everybody standing it could stand. I had to look over their heads, and they were screaming and jumping and falling and carrying on. I thought, "Woo, what a people that is!"
Ngakho ke ngayimisa kwelinye icele nga sengithole indawo yokupaka imota njalo ngasengihamba ngibuyela emgwaqweni. Ngahamba ngangena ngakhangela yonke indawo futhi wonke umuntu owenelisayo wayesukumile. Ngaye ngikhangela phezu kwamakhanda abo futhi babe klabalala njalo beseqa njalo besiwa njalo beqhubekela phambili. Ngacabanga I'm ngabanye abantu lapha.
But the longer I stood there, better I felt. That seems pretty good. Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with them people. They ain't crazy. I got talking to some of them, so they were fine people.
Ngokuya ngilokho ngimile khonapho ngezwa ngcono ngacabanga lokho kukhanya kukuhle sibili ngacabanga akula lutho olubi kulaba abantu kabahlanye ngasengikhuluma labanye babo ngakho babe ngabantu abalungileyo.
So I said, well now, That's the same meeting that I went out and stayed all night that night, and the next day I went in, and you've heard me tell that in my life story.
Ngakho ngathi awukathesi yiwo umhlangano ofana nayo engawuhambelayo njalo ngahlala ubusuku bonke kulobo ubusuku njalo ngelanga elalandelayo ngangena phakathi futhi lingizwile ngikutsho lokho kumbali yempilo yami.
I was on a platform of 150 or 200 ministers, maybe more, and they want everybody to just raise up and say where this is from, and I said, Evangelist William Branham, Jeffersonville, sit down, Baptist. So sit down, each one tell where they were from.
Ngangise platform, ngila ba chumayeli, abangaba likhulu, lama chuma amahlanu, kumbe amakhulu, amabili, njalo kumbe abadlula lapho. Njalo babefuna ukuthi wonke umuntu asukume njalo acho ukuba uvela ngapi futhi ngathi Mvangeli William Branham Jeffersonville ngahlala phansi Baptist ngakho ngahlala phansi munye ngamunye babeqamba ukuthi bavela ngapi.
So that next morning when I got in there, I was sleeping in the field all night that night and pressed my trousers between the two Ford seats, you know, and I old seersucker trousers, little t-shirt, you know. So the next morning I went to the meeting with a little t-shirt on.
Ngakho ngokusa okwalandelayo ngathi ngifika khonale ngalala ensimini ubusuku bonke kulobo ubusuku njalo ngabandezela ibhulugwe lami phakathi kwezihlalo ezimbili ze-Ford liyazi njalo ibhulugwe elisasakana isikipa esincane liyazi ngakho ngokusa okwalandelayo ngahamba emhlanganweni ngiqoke iskipa.
I didn't have $3. I had to get enough gas and get home on.
Nga ngihambile. Nga ngingela lutho ngaphandle kwamadola amathathu. Njalo ngakumele ngithenge amafutha eneleyo ukuthi ngifike ngekhaya.
I got me some rolls, kind of old, you know, but I was all right. I got to the hydro, got me a glass of water, you know, and they were pretty good. So I soaked them up a little and had breakfast.
Njalo ke ngase ngithenga amapanzi ayengani semadala, liyazi. Kodwa ngangikahle futhi ngasemfika epipini yamanzi. Ngase ngizikhela amanzi engilazini, liyazi. Njalo ayemahle. Ngakho ngangiwathambise emanzini kancane. Njalo ngadla ukudla kwekuseni.
I could eat with them. Now they ate twice a day, but I couldn't put nothing in the offering, so I wouldn't sponge on them.
Manje ngangingadla labo kathesi badla kabili ngelanga kodwa akula lutho engangilufaka kumnikelo ngakho ngangingeke ngidle kubo.
So then I got in there that morning and said I just have to tell this part of it. So got in there that morning and he said, we're looking for William Branham, a young evangelist, was on the platform last night, a Baptist.
Ngakho ke ngakho ngasengena lapho ekuseni lokho but kumele nje ngisikhulume lesi isigaba ngakho ngasengena ekuseni lokho njalo bathi sidinga William Branham umvangeli omncane ube ku platform ubusuku obudlulileyo umbaptist.
So we want him to bring the message this morning. I think he's going to pull me hard, that bunch of people, me a Baptist. So I just kind of scooted down in my seat.
Wathi sifuna ukuthi asethulele umbiko ekuseni lokho. Ngabona ukuthi kuza ngidonsa nzima. Iqembu lelo elabantu, mina umbaptist, ngakho ngakhothamela phansi esitulweni sami.
I had on seersucker trousers and a t-shirt, you know, and we wore clerical. So when I sat back in the seat like this, so he asked two or three times, and I sat down by a colored brother.
Ngangiqoke ibhulugwa elisasakana. Njalo le skip liyazi njalo sasiqoka okubufundisi ngakho njalo ngahlala esitulweni kanje ngakho wabuza kabili kumbe kathathu futhi ngangihlezi eceleni komzalwane onsundu.
And the reason they had their convention in the north because the segregation was then on in the south, so they couldn't have it in the south.
Futhi isizathu beyenza lo mhlangano wabo enyakatho kungoba ubandlululo ngemihlobo lwayelikhona ezansi ngakho babengeke bawenzele ezansi.
So I wonder what this Jesus only was about. Now, as long as it's Jesus, it's all right. So don't make any difference whether it's how it is, just as long as it's him.
Ngakho ngamangala kuyini lokho uJesu kuphela ngokwani njalo ngacabanga uba kuphela kuNgcwesu kulungile. Ngakho akudali mahluko kuloba kunjani uba kuphela kunguye.
So I sat there a little bit and watched him, and so they called 2 or 3 times more, and this colored brother looked over to me and said, "Do you know him?"
Ngakho ngahlala khonapho okwesikhatshana njalo ngaba khangela njalo baphinda babiza kabili kumbe kathathu futhi lumzalwane onsundu wakhangela kimi wathi uyamazi yini.
The showdown was there. I couldn't more lie to the man. I didn't want to. I said, "Look, brother, yes, I know him." He said, "Well, go get him."
Nga isilingo sasesikhona. Ngangingeke ngiqambe amanga kuleyo ndoda. Ngangingafuni. Ngathi, "Khangela mfowethu, yebo ngiyamazi." Wase sithi, "Awu, hamba uyemthatha."
I said, "Well, I'll tell you, brother, I said, I am he, but you see, I said, look, these seersucker trousers," he said, "get on up there." And I said, "No, I can't go up there." I said, "But these trousers on like this little t-shirt," I said, "damn people don't care how you dress."
Ngathi, "Awu, ngiza kutshela mzalwane, ngathi nginguye, kodwa uyabo, ngathi khangela nge ibhulukwe elisasakana, hamba phambili laphaya, futhi ngathi, hatshi, kangingeke ngihambe phambili laphaya, ngathi, ngiqoke ibhulukwa leli elinje lesi isikipa esincane wathi abantu laba kabala ndaba lokuthi uqoke njani.
And I said, "Well, look, don't you mention it here." I said, "See, I've got these seersucker trousers on. I don't want to get up there." I said, "Anybody know the whereabouts of William Branham?" He said, "Yeah, he is." "Yeah, he is."
Futhi ngathi, "Awu, khangela, ungakukhulumi uyezwa ngathi khangela ngiqoke ibhulugwa leli elisasakana kangifuni ukuya phambili laphayana." Wathi, "Engaba khona okwaziyo ukuthi William Branham ungapi?" Wathi yena, "Nangu lapha, nangu lapha."
Oh, my face real red, you know, and no tie on, you know, and this little old t-shirt and a little sleeves on like this, and I went walking up there, my ears burning. I've never been around a microphone.
Oh, mina, ubuso bami bubomvu kakhulu, liyazi. Njalo ngangingabophanga ithayi, liyazi. Njalo lalesi iskipa esidala, liyazi. Njalo lemikhono emfitshane kanje. Futhi ngahamba phambili. Ngalaphaya indlebe zami zichisa. Ngangingakaze ngibe lapho okule microphone khona.
And so I got to preaching up there. I took a text and never will forget it. The rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and then he cried. I a lot of times preach little 3 things like that. Come see a man, believest thou this, or then he cried.
Futhi ngase ngichumayela ngiphezulu lapho. Njalo ngathatha isihloko sentshumayelo. Ngangisoze ngisikhohlwe. Isinothi saphakamisa amehlo aso esihogweni. Njalo wasekhala. Mina ngezikhathi eziningi ngichumayela izinto ezintathu ezincane kanjalo. Uza ubone indoda. Uyakukholwa lokhu na? Kumbe ngakho wasekhala.
And I kept saying, "There's no flowers," and then he cried. "There's no prayer meeting," then he cried. "There's no children," then he cried. "No songs," then he cried. Then I cried.
Njalo ngaqhubeka ngisithi, "Akula maluba," njalo wasekhala. "Akula mihlangano yokukhuleka," njalo wasekhala. "Akula bantwana," njalo wasekhala. "Akula ngoma," njalo wasekhala. Ngakho ngasengikhala.
So after it's all over, why, my, they just, all of them around me want me to come hold a meeting for them. I thought, say, maybe I'm a holy roller, see? So I thought, maybe, see, they're such fine people.
Ngakho sokuphelile kungani, mina, bahle nje bonke bengikombolozele. Befuna ukuba ngize ngizoba yenzela umhlangano, futhi ngacabanga, wothi mhlawumbe ngiyisigiqiki esincwele, bona. Ngakho ngacabanga mhlawumbe bona babengabantu abalungileyo.
And I walked up out there, a man with a pair of cowboy boots on, a big cowboy hat. I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm Elder So-and-so from Texas."
Futhi ngahamba ngaphuma, indoda egqoke amajombo awabantu abelusayo kunye le ngowane enkulu yabelusayo. Ngathi, "Ungubani?" Wathi, "Ngiku-Elder Spanbani wase-Texas."
Well, look, another fellow walked up with these little bitty knickerbocker pants on, you know, they used to play golf with, and one of them little bitty jersey sweaters. He said, "I'm Reverend so-and-so from Florida. Would you come home?" I thought, "I'm right at home, boy. These here seersucker trousers and t-shirt, that's just fine."
Ngacabanga awu lokho kwakhanya omunye umuntu wafika eqoke ubhemuda ibhulugwe elikhukhumeleyo liyazi babedlala ngawo igolufu njalo omunye wabo elejesi engelamkhono wathi ngingu Rev Zibanibani waseFlorida ungabuya uyenze ngacabanga ngekhaya mfana leli lapha ibhulugwe eliyisasakana njalo leskipa lokho kulungile nje.
So you've heard my life story on those things, so I'll stop here and tell you something that I've never told before. First thing I want to ask you, I was going to bypass that.
Ngakho layizwa imbali yempilo yami mayelana lalezo izinto. Ngakho ngizama lapha njalo ngilitshele okunye engingakaze ngilitshele ngakho. Into yokuqala ngifuna ukulibuza bengiza kweqa lokho.
I've never said it before in public in my life. If you promise me that you love me and will try to love me as much after I say this as I do before I say it, raise up your hand. All right. That's your promise. I'm going to hold you to it.
Ngangikaze ngikukhulume ebantwini empilweni yami. Uba lingithembisa ukuthi liyangithanda njalo lizazama ukungithanda kakhulu ngemva kokukhuluma lokho njengokwenza kwenu. Nginga kakukhulumi, phakamisani izandla zenu. Kulungile, leso isithembiso senu. Ngizalibamba kuso.
Sitting in the meeting that night, when they sang their songs, they clapped their hands. And they'd sing, that little song, "I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood."
Ngihlezi emhlanganweni kulobuyana ubusuku. Lapho behlabela ingoma zabo. Babe qakeza izandla. Njalo babe hlabelela ingoma leyana encane. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kwakuligazi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kwakuligazi.
And they would run up and down the aisles and everything and just shouting and praising the Lord. I thought, that sounds awful good to me.
Njalo babe gijima besiyalela le phakathi kwezihlalo ezise bandleni njalo la konke. Njalo bememeza njalo bedumisa inkosi. Ngacabanga lokho kuzwakala kukuhle kakhulu kimi.
I began this referring all the time to Acts, Acts 2 and 4, Acts 2:38, Acts 10:49, all that. I thought, say, that's scripture. I just never seen it like that before, but my heart was a-burning. This is wonderful.
Ngaqalisa futhi sonke isikhathi babe khombela kumsebenzi, imsebenzi 2:4, imsebenzi 2:38, imsebenzi 10:49, konke lokhu ngacabanga, awutsho, lo ngumbhalo. Ngangingakaze ngikubone khona ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa inhliziyo yami yayiphepha ngacabanga lokho kuhle.
I thought there's a bunch of the holy rollers when I first met them, and I thought, now they're a bunch of angels, see? I changed my mind right quick.
Ngangicabanga ukuthi leli liqembu lezigiqiki ezingcwele. Lapho ngiqala ukubabona, njalo ngacabanga, mina manje baliqembu lengilosi bona. Ngaphangisa ukuguqula ingqondo yami.
So the next morning when the Lord had given me this great opportunity to hold these meetings, I thought, I'll get with this bunch of people. That must be the kind of what they used to call the shouting Methodist. Just went a little farther, I thought. Maybe that's what it is.
Ngakho ngokusa okwalandelayo lapho inkosi ingiphile leli ithuba elikhulu elokwenza le imhlangano, ngacabanga, mina, ngizangena leqembu labantu laba. Lokho kumele kube ngumhlobo walokho ababe kubiza besithi ama-Methodist alomkhosi. Ngaya phambili kancane, ngacabanga, mhlawumbe kuyikhona lokho.
So I sure like that. There's something about them I like. They're humble and sweet.
Ngakho ngacabanga, ngempela, ngiyakuthanda lokho. Kulento ethile ngabo, engiyithandayo. Bazithobile njalo bayahlabusa.
So one thing I couldn't understand was that speaking in tongues. That got me. And there's one man say sitting here and one over here, and they were the leaders of the group.
Ngakho into eyodwa engangingayizwisisi. Kwaye kuyikhuluma ngendimi. Lokho kwangibamba. Njalo kwakulendoda eyodwa kasithi ehlezi lapha njalo umunye lapha njalo babengaba khokheli beqembu lelo.
This would raise up and speak in tongues, this would interpret it, and would tell things about the meeting and so forth. I thought, my, I got to read that.
Lo wayesukuma njalo ekhulume ngendimi, lo ezicasise njalo ekhulume izinto mayelana lomhlangano kunye lokunjalo. Ngacabanga mina bo yu kumele ngikubale lokho.
So then it vice versa, it fall on this and then back on that one, and each one was speaking tongues interpret.
Ngakho ke babe ntshintshisana kwehlele kulo njalo kubuyele kuloyana njalo omunye lomunye wayekhuluma ngendimi zicasiswe.
The rest of the church would speak, but it didn't seem like the interpretation come like these two men. And I seen they sit close together. I thought, oh my, they must be angels.
Ibandla lonke laye likhuluma, kodwa kwaye kungakhanyi engani ukucasiswa kwaye kubuya njengamadoda lawo amabili. Manje ngabona ukuthi babehlezi duzane duzane. Ngacabanga, oh mina, labo bafanele ukuba zingilosi.
So, while sitting back there, ever what that was, you know what, I couldn't make out, it would come on me, and I have a way of knowing things if the Lord wants me to know it.
Ngakho, lapho ngisahlezi emuva ngale, loba kwaye kuyinto kya, liyazi, lokhu, ngangingakwazi, kwaye kungifikela, njalo ngilendlela eyokuba ngikwazi izinto, uba inkosi ithanda, ukuthi ngibe kwazi, liyakwazi.
And I don't breathe this out, never before in public, but if I really want to find out anything, the Lord usually tells me about these things. That's what the gift is for, it seems.
Njalo kanye, iso isizathu, ngisithi, kangi kukhulumi lokho, ngitsho loba nini ebantwini, uba ngifuna ngempela, ukuba kwazi, loba ikuyini, inkosi ijwayele ukungitshela mayelana lalezi izinto, isipho ngesakho nalokho uyabo.
So you can't just throw that out before the people, it becomes like cast your pearls before swines. It's a sacred holy thing and you don't want to do that. So God will hold me responsible.
Ngakho ngawungeke ukwenze ebantwini, kuyabe sokufana lokuphosela ingulube amatshe aligugu, yinto engcwele njalo kawufuni ukwenza khona lokho. Ngakho uNkulunkulu uzangibeka umlando.
Like talking to brethren and so forth, I wouldn't try to find out something evil about a brother. One time sitting at a table with a man, him with his arm around me, said, oh, Brother Branham, I love you. And I kept feeling something moving.
Njengokukhuluma labazalwane, njalo lokunye, ngangisoze ngizame ukudinga okubi ngomzalwane. Kwesinye isikhathi ngihlezi etafuleni leyinye indoda, isandla sakhe singonile yathi, oh, mfowethu Branham, yakuthanda. Futhi ngaqhubeka ngilokhe ngisizwa into ethile ihamba.
I looked at him. He couldn't have told me that. I know he didn't do it. See? Well, there it was. He was absolutely a hypocrite if he ever was one. See? And right there with his arm around me, I said, well, okay. Walked away.
Ngamkhangela. Wayengeke antshele lokho. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kakwenzanga. Khangela. Ngoba kwaye kulapho. Waye engumzenzisi sibili. Uba sowake waba khona bona njalo khonapho sanda sakhe singonile ngathi awu kulungile ngasuka ngahamba.
I don't want to know that. I'd rather just know him the way I know him as my brother and let it go like that. Let God do the rest of it, see. And I don't want to know those things.
Ngangifuna ukuba kwazi lokho. Ngingafuna ukuba mazi ngendlela engimazi ngayo njengomfo wethu. Njalo kuqhubeke kunjalo. Yekela uNkulunkulu ayenze konke bona. Njalo kangifuni uku kangikwazi ukufuna ukuba kwazi lezo zinto.
And many times on these things, it's not here in a church. I'll be sitting in the room, sitting in a restaurant, and the Holy Spirit will tell me things that's going to happen. People's right here knows that to be true.
Futhi ezikhathini eziningi, ezintweni lezi, akukho lapha ebandleni. Ngiyabe ngihlezi ekamelweni lendlu. Ngihlezi endaweni yokudlela njalo umoya ongcwele uyangitshela izinto eziza kwenzakala. Bakhona abantu lapha abakwazi ukuthi lelo liqiniso.
I'll sit at my home and I'll say, now be careful, there's a car coming after a while. I'll be a certain person, bring them on in, for the Lord has said they'd be here.
Ngiyahlala ngekhaya njalo ngithi, manje nanzelelani kule mota ezabuya ngemva kwesikhatshana kuzabe kungumuntu othile othile. Balethe phakathi ngoba inkosi ithe baza kube belapha.
When we go down the street, there'll be certain things happen. Watch at that crossing there, because you're going to almost get hit and just sit in that way. See, every time, just perfectly.
Uba sihamba sisehla ngomgwaqo. Kuza kuba lezinto ezithile eziza kwenzakala. Nanzelelani ukucaphela khona laphaya ngoba uzaphosa echayo. Futhi khangela ubone uba kungenjalo. Khangela sonke isikhathi kuphelele.
So you don't want to throw yourself too much into that, because you can use it. It's a gift of God, but you have to watch what you do with it.
Ngakho kawufuni ukuzingenisa kakhulu kukhona lokho, ngoba ungakusebenzisa kuyisipho sikaNkulunkulu, kodwa kumele unanzelele ukuthi wenzani ngaso.
God will hold you responsible. Look at Moses. Moses was a God-sent man. Do you believe that? Predestinated, foreordained, and made a prophet.
UNkulunkulu uza kwethesa umlando. Khangela uMose. UMose ngumuntu owayethunywe nguNkulunkulu. Liyakukholwa yini lokho? Emiselwe phambilini, ecotshiwe phambilini, njalo wenziwa waba ngumprofeti.
And God sent him out there and said, go speak to the rock after you've been smitten. Said, go speak to the rock and it'll bring forth his water. But Moses, angry, ran out there and struck the rock. The water didn't come. He smote it again. Said, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?
Njalo uNkulunkulu wamthuma phansi le, wathi hamba uyokhuluma ledwala ngemva kokuba selitshayiwe. Wathi hamba uyokhuluma ledwala njalo lizaletha amanzi alo. Kodwa uMose ezondile wagijima watshaya idwala, amanzi kawaphumanga. Walitshaya futhi wathi, lina bahlamuke, kufanele sililethele amanzi kuleli dwala yini?
You see what God did? The water come. We say, come up here, Moses. That was the end of it. See? You have to watch those things. So what you do with divine gifts.
Uyabo ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani. Amanzi aphuma, kodwa wathi, woza lapha Mose. Kwaba isiphetho sakho. Bona, kumele unanzelele lezo zinto. Ngakho okwenzayo ngezipho zaphezulu.
He's like a preacher, a good, forceful preacher. He'd get out and preach just to take up offerings and money. God will hold him responsible for that. That's right. You have to watch what you do with divine gifts.
Njongo mchumayeli, umchumayelo lungileyo, ola mandla. Njalo uyaphuma, njalo achumayele ukuthi athathe umnikelo kunye lemali uNkulunkulu uzamtholela umlandu ngakhona lokho. Lokho kuqondile, kumele unanzele lokho okwenzayo ngezipho zaphezulu.
And or try to make some big prestige, a big name for some church, or a big name for himself. I'd rather have two or three nights meeting and braise on somewhere else and be humble and stay down. And you know what I mean.
Njalo, kumbe azamukwenza udumo olukhulu, kumbe igama elidumileyo elebandla elithile, kumbe ibizo elidumileyo kuye. Kungaba ngcono ngibe lobusuku obubili kumbe obuthathu obomhlangano, njalo ngizihlanganise lendawo ethile. Njalo ngisithobe, njalo ngihlale phansi, njalo liyakwazi ukuthi ngichone.
Yes, sir. Always keep your place where God can put his hand on you. This is inside life now, remember.
Yebo numzana, hlala ugcine indawo yakho lapho uNkulunkulu angabeka khona isandla sakhe phezu kwakho. Le yimpilo ephakathi okwakathesi, ukhumbule.
So then this day I thought, well, I'm going to walk up. And I just so alarmed with those people, I thought, I'll find out about those men. And out in the yard, I kept looking for them after the service was over.
Ngakho ngosuku lolu, ngacabanga kahle, ngizahamba phambili, njalo ngiyamangala, ngalabo bantu, ngacabanga, ngizadingisisa mayelana, ngalawana amadoda, njalo phandle egumeni, ngayala, ngibadinga ngemva kwenkonzo.
I looked around, I found one of them. I said, how do you do, sir? He said, how do you do? He said, was you the young preacher preached this morning? I was 23 years old, and I said, yes, sir.
Nga kangela yonke indawo, ngathola omunye wabo. Ngathi kunjani mnumzana? Wathi kunjani? Wathi nguwe yini umchumayeli omncane ochumayele lamuhla ekuseni? Ngathi ngangile minyaka engamachumi amabili lantathu yokuzalwa ngaleso sikhathi. Ngathi yebo mnumzana.
And he said, what was your name? I said, Branham. And I said, yours? And he told me his name, and I thought, well, now if I can just get his contact of his spirit now. And yet not knowing what that was doing it.
Futhi wathi ibizo lakho mbani? Ngathi Branham. Futhi ngathi elakho ke. Futhi wangitshela ibizo lakhe, futhi ngacabanga awu manje uba ngingaxuma na lo moya wakhe manje futhi ngingakabi kwazi ukuba kuyini okwenzayo.
I said, well, say, sir, I said, you people have something here that I don't have. He said, have you got the Holy Ghost since you believe? I said, well, I'm a Baptist. He said, but have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Futhi ngathi, awu, wothi, numzana ngathi, lina bantu, lilento ethile lapha engingelayo. Wathi, usulawo umoya ongcwele, selokhu wakholwa. Ngathi, awu, ngingumbaptist. Wathi, kodwa sowamukela umoya ongcwele, selokhu wakholwa.
And I said, well, brother, what do you mean? I said, I haven't got what you all got, I know that. I said, because you've got something that seems to be powerful and so on. Said, have you ever spoke with tongues? And I said, no, sir. Said, I'll tell you right quick, you haven't got the Holy Ghost.
Futhi, ngathi awu mzalwane uchoni. Ngathi, angilakho lokho elilakho lina lonke. Ngiyakwazi lokho. Ngathi, ngoba lilento ekhanya ilamandla njalo ngakho. Watsowake wakhuluma ngendimi yini. Futhi ngathi, hatshi, numzana. Wathi ngiza kutshela masinya awula umoya ongcwele.
I said, well, if that's what it takes to get the Holy Ghost, I haven't got it. And so he said, well, if you haven't spoke with tongues, you haven't got it.
Futhi ngathi awu ubangi uba kuthathela lokho ukuba uthole umoya ongcwele angilawo. Futhi wasesithi awu uba ungakaze ukhulume ngendimi awulawo.
And keeping his conversation that way, I said, well, where can I get it? I said, get on in the room there and start seeking the Holy Ghost.
Futhi ngigcina ingxoxo yakhe ngaleyo ndlela ngathi awu ngingawuthola ngapi. Wathi ngena ekamelweni lapha njalo uqalise ukudinga umoya ongcwele.
I kept watching, you know, he didn't know what I was doing, but I knew he had a little strange feeling because his eyes began to get a little glassy as he looked at me. But he was really a Christian.
Futhi ngaqhubeka ngimkhangele liyazi kazange abekwazi ukuthi ngangisenzani kodwa yena ngaba kwazi ukuthi wayelomuzwa omncane ongajwayelekanga ngoba yena amehlo akhe aqalisa ukuba lenyembezi lapho engikhangela futhi yena kodwa waye elikholwa uqobo.
He was absolutely wrung out 100% a Christian. That's right. Well, I thought, praise God, here it is. I've got to get to that altar somewhere.
Waye ngokuqotho ezinikele ngokupheleleyo elikholwa kuqondile lokho. Awu ngacabanga udumo kuNkulunkulu nanku lapha ngibengimele ngiye eLatini leliya endaweni ethile.
I went out, looked all around, thought I'd find the other man. And when I found him and started talking to him, I said, howdy do, sir. He said, say, what church you belong to? Said, they tell me you're a Baptist. I said, yep.
Ngaphuma phande ngakhangela yonke indawo ngacabanga ngizadinga enye leyana indoda. Njalo sengimtholile njalo ngaqalisa ukukhuluma laye ngathi unjani umnumzana wathi uthi ulilunga laliphi ibandla wathi bangitshela ukuthi ungumbaptist ngathi yebo.
And he said, you ain't got the Holy Ghost yet, have you? I said, well, I don't know. Said, you ever spoke in tongues? I said, no, sir. Said, you haven't got it.
Njalo wasesithi awukabi lo moya ongcwele akunjalo ngathi awu angikwazi wathi sowake wakhuluma ngendimi yini ngathi hatshi umnumzana wathi awukabi lawo.
And I said, well, I know I haven't got what you all got. I know that. And I said, but my brother, I'm really wanting it. He said, well, there's the pool ready. I said, I've been baptized.
Futhi ngathi, awu, ngiyakwazi ukuthi angilakho lokho elilakho lina lonke. Ngiyakwazi lokho. Futhi ngathi, kodwa mzalwane wami, ngiyakufuna sibili. Wathi, awu, nantiya nicibi, lilungele. Ngathi sengabhaphathizwa.
But I said, I haven't received what you all got. I said, you got something that I really want.
Kodwa ngathi, ngingamukeli lokho elilakho lonke. Ngathi lilento engifuna kakhulu.
He said, well, that's fine. I was trying to catch him, you see. And when I finally got his spirit, now that was the other man. If I ever talked to a low-down hypocrite, there was one of them.
Futhi wasesithi, awu, kulungile lokho. ngaye ngizama ukubamba uyabo futhi uba ngi lapho sengiwutholile umoya wakhe kathesi kwaye kungeyinye indoda uba ngake ngakhuluma lo mzenzisi odlulisileyo lo waye ngomunye wabo.
He was living, his wife was a black-headed woman, he was living with a blonde and had two children by her. Drink, cursed, run to taverns and everything else, and yet in there, and speaking in tongues and prophesying.
Waye pila, umkakhe waye linina elilenwele ezimnyama. Waye hlala lo lezimhlotshana, njalo waye labantwana ababili laye. Enatha, ethuka, ehamba emabhawu, njalo lakho konke. Njalo ephakathi lapho njalo ekhuluma ngendimi njalo eprofita.
Then I said, Lord, forgive me. I went home. That's right. I said, I'll just get away. I can't understand it. Seemed like the blessed Holy Spirit falling and on that hypocrite. I said, can't be. That's all.
Ngakho ngase ngisithi Nkosi ngixolele. Ngaya ngekhaya kuqondele lokho ngathi ngizathola kangikuzwisisi. Kwakhanya engathi umoya ongcwele omuhle wawusehla njalo kulowana umzenzisi ngathi akwenzi yikho kuphela.
During this long period then he's studying and crying, thought if I could get out with them, maybe I could find out what it was all about. Here's one a genuine Christian and the other a real hypocrite.
Kulesi isikhathi eside lapho mina ngibala njalo ngikhala ngacabanga uba ngingahamba labo mhlawumbe ngingafumana ukuthi kumayelana lani nangu omunye ikholo eliqotho njalo omunye umzenzisi sebili.
And I thought, what of it? Oh, I said, God, maybe there's something wrong with me. And I said, being a fundamentalist, that'll have to see that in the Bible. It has to me, everything that operates must come out of this Bible or it's not right. It has to come from here.
Ngakho ngase ngicabanga kuyini ngakho oh ngathi nkulunkulu mhlawumbe kulento engalunganga kimi futhi ngase ngisithi ngingumuntu okholwa okuse sikelweni lokho kuza kumele ngikubone lokho eBhayibhelini kumele kube khona kimi yonke into esebenzayo kumele ivele kuleli iBhayibheli kumbe awuqondanga kumele kuvele lapha.
It's to be proved in the Bible, not just one place, but it has to come all the way through the Bible. I have to believe it. It has to dovetail and tie together with every scripture. Or I don't believe it.
Kumele kutshengiswe eBhayibhelini, hathi endaweni eyodwa kuphela, kodwa kumele kubuye kuyo yonke indlela eBhayibhelini, kumele ngikukholwe, kumele kuhambelane njalo kubophane ndawonye layo yonke imibhalo kumbe kangikukholwa.
And then because Paul said if an angel from heaven come preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. So I believe the Bible. Now I said, I can never see nothing like that in the Bible.
Njalo ke, ngoba uPaulo wathi, uba ingilosi evela ezulwini, ibuya ichumayela elinye ivangeli, kayibe ngeyithukiweyo, ngakho ngiyakukholwa, iBhayibheli, futhi ngathi, kangizange ngibone into enjalo eBhayibhelini.
2 years later, after I lost my wife and everything, I was up there at the Greens Mill, my little old place, up there praying, been back in my cave back there for 2 or 3 days. 2 days it was.
Iminyaka emibili eyalandelayo ngemva kokulahlekelwa ngumkami kanye lakho konke ngaye ngiphezulu le eGreensmill indawo yami encane endala phezulu le ngithandaza ngase ngibuyela ebhalwini le okwa malanga amabili kumba amathathu kwakungamalanga amabili.
I walked out to get a bit of breath of air, and when I walked out there, my Bible was laying out there on the end of a log, just as you come in, an old tree blow down, had a fork in it.
Ngaphuma phandle, ukuze ngikhokhe umoya omuhle, futhi sengiphume phandle le, iBhayibheli lami, laye liphezulu ekugcineni kwesigodo, nga ungena, isihlahla esidala, esasiwile phansi, saye sile mbaxa kuso.
Now you had a fork laying up like this, and a tree laying down. Now I just sat straddle that log and lay out there at nighttime looking up towards the skies like that, my hand laying up like this, and sometimes go to sleep laying right on the log like that praying. Be up there several days, just don't eat or drink, just there praying.
Manjeli, sasile mbaka ekhangele phezulu kanje, njalo isihlahla silele phansi, futhi ngahlala inyawo zami, zisemaceleni onke esigodo njalo ngalala khonapho ebusuku ngikhangele phezulu esibhakabhakeni njalo isandla sami siyenze kanje njalo kwesinye isikhathi ngilala phezulu kogodo kanje ngithandaza ngilapho okwensuku ezimbalwa ngingadli nginganathi ngilapho nje ngithandaza.
And I walked out to get a little fresh air. All that cave is cool, damp back in there. So then I come out and there laid my Bible where it had it the day before, and it was turned to Hebrews, the 6th chapter.
Futhi ngaphuma phandle ukuze ngibethwe ngumoya omuhle phandle kwalolo bhalo kwayekuqandelela kubulunama emuva le. Ngakho ke ngaphuma phandle njalo iBhayibheli lami lalilokhu lilapho engaye ngilichiye khona izolo njalo la livuliwe kuma Hebrew isahluko 6.
And I begin to read there, let us lay aside on going to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance and dead works and faith towards God and so forth. For it is impossible for those which were once enlightened, made partakers of the heavenly gift and the callings and so forth.
Futhi ngaqalisa ukubala khonapho kasibekeni eceleni kusiye ekupheleliseni. Singabuyiseli njalo isisekelo sokuphenduka kunye lemsebenzi efileyo kunye lokholo kuNkulunkulu kunye lokunjalo ngoba akweneliseki kulabo abake bakhanyiselwa benziwa baba lesabelo sesipho sasezulwini kunye lobizo kunye lokunjalo.
But said, but thorns and thistles which is nigh to reject and whose end the water, the rain cometh off upon the earth to dress it and prepare it for that which is that which is nigh to the rejection with thorns and thistles whose end is to be burned and something like
kodwa wathi kodwa ameva njalo lokhula oluhlabayo okuseduzane lokuphikwa isiphetho sako amanzi izulu liyabuya kanenge phezu komhlaba njalo liwumilise njalo liwulungiselele kulokho okulokho okuseduzane lokuphikwa lameva njalo lokhula oluhlabayo isiphetho sakho okuyikuchiswa futhi kulento eyathi
oh, here it is. Oh, here now whatever he won't be up here, he's fixing to give me a vision right now. I waited around on the end of that log and waited.
Ngacabanga nanku lapha ngiza kuzwa kathesi loba yikuyini yena ungivusile lapha ulungiselela ukungipha umbono kathesi ngalinda ngikhonapho ekucineni kogodo loliya njalo ngalinda.
I got up, walked back and forth, up and down, walked back, nothing happened, walked back to my cave again, nothing happened. I stood there and I went, oh, what is this?
Ngaphakama ngahamba, hamba ngayale lale, ngahamba ngabuyela, akula lutho olwenzakalayo, ngahamba ngabuyela ebhalwini lwami, njalo akula lutho olwenzakalayo, ngama khonapho, ngacabanga, awu, kuyini lokho?
I walked over to my Bible again and oh, it just come all over me again. I picked it up and I thought, what's in there he wants me to read? I kept reading on down about repentance towards God and faith and so forth.
Ngaphinda ngahamba okwaku le Bible lami khona njalo okwaphenduka phezu kwami njalo ngaliphakamisa njalo ngacabanga kuyini okulapha yena afuna ukuthi ngikubale. Ngaqobeka ngibala ngisehla mayelana lokuphenduka kuNkulunkulu kunye lokholo njalo lokunye.
And I read on down where it said the rain cometh off upon the earth to dress it and prepare it for what it's meant for here, but the thorns and thistles which is nigh unto rejection whose end is to be burned. And oh, it just shake me.
Njalo ngabala ngisiya phansi lapho okwakuthiwa izulu liza njalo njalo phezulu komhlabathi ukunethisa lokulungiselela lokho okumiselwe khona okwalapha kodwa ameva lokhula oluhlabayo okuseduze lokulahlwa osiphetho sakho ikuchiswa futhi kwa kunginyikinya.
I thought, Lord, are you going to give me a vision of what I was up there asking for something other? Then all at once before me I seen the world rolling and it was all disked up.
Futhi ngacabanga Nkosi ngambe uzangipha umbono owe ngangephezulu ukuze ngimcele okunye kokuthile Ngakho khonapho phambili kwami ngabona umhlaba ugiqika njalo wonke ulinyiwe futhi lapho kwakuhamba indoda egqoke okumhlophe ikhanda likhangele phezulu ehlanyela inhlanyelo kanje.
And here one a man with white with his head up a sown seeds like this. And when he went coming, just as he went over the hill, here come a man behind him, dressed in black with his head down, a sowing seeds. And when the good seeds come up, it was wheat. And when the bad seeds come up, it was weeds.
Futhi esehambile, kusiza esanda ukukhwela intaba, kwabuya indoda ngemva kwakhe, igqoke okumnyama, ikhanda likhangele phansi, ehlanyela inhlanyelo. Futhi lapho inhlanyelo enhle imila, kwakuyingqoloyi. Lapho inhlanyelo embi imila kwakulukhula.
And then it came a great drought on the earth, and the wheat had its head hanging over just about perished, wanting water. And I seen all the people with their hands up praying for God to send water. And then I seen the weed, it had its head down, bowing for water.
Futhi kwaba khona ukoma okukhulu emhlabeni. Njalo ingqolo yakho bisa ikhanda phansi. Isiseduzane lokufa ifuna amanzi futhi ngabona abantu bonke bephakamise izandla phezulu bethandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ethumele amanzi futhi ngase mbona ukhula lwalukhangelisele phansi ikhanda lukhothamisele amanzi.
And just then the great clouds come across and the rain just gushed down, and when it did the little wheat that has all been over went stood right up, and the little weed right beside went stood right up. I thought, well, what's that?
Futhi ngaleso sikhathi amayezi athwala njalo izulu latheleka futhi selenze njalo ingqoloyi encane eyayisigobile yathi yama mpo njalo lokhula oluncane eceleni kwayo lwathi lwama mpo. Ngacabanga awu kuyini lokhuya.
Then it come to me. There it is, the same rain that makes the wheat to grow, makes the weed to grow.
Ngakho kwase kungifikela, nankuya, izulu elifanayo, elenza ingqoloyi ikhule, liyenza ukhula lukhule.
And the same Holy Spirit can fall in a bunch of people and can bless a hypocrite just the same as it blesses the other. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. Not whether he shouts, whether he rejoices, but it's by his fruits you shall know him.
Futhi umoya ongcwele ofanayo ungehlela kuqembu labantu njalo ungabusisa umzenzisi njengalokho ubusisa omunye. UJesu wathi lizakuba bazi ngezithelo zabo, hathi ngoba uyamemeza loba ethokoza kodwa lizakuba mazi ngezithelo zakhe.
I said, there you are. I got it, Lord. I said, then that really is the truth. This man, you could have gifts without knowing God. So then I was getting too critical on speaking with tongues, you see.
Ngathi nanko ke, sengutholile Nkosi. Ngathi lokho ke, hilo iqiniso. Lindoda, ungaba lezipho, ungamazi uNkulunkulu. Ngakho, ngasengisiba. Lokuxothoza ukukhuluma ngezindimi uyabo.
But one day then how God had vindicated that to me. I was baptizing down on the river, my first converts at the Ohio River, and the 17th person I was baptizing, as I started to baptize them, I said, Father, as I baptize him with water, you baptize him with the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa ngelinye ilanga lapho uNkulunkulu wakutshengisa lokho kimi, ngangibhaphathiza emfuleni abakuqala engaba phendukisayo emfuleni uOhio njalo umuntu wechumi lesikhombisa engimbhaphathiza sengiqalisa ukumbhaphathiza ngathi baba lapho ngimbhaphathiza ngamanzi wena umbhaphathize ngomoya ongcwele.
I started to put him under the water and just then a whirl come from the heavens above and here come that light shining down. Hundreds and hundreds of people on the bank, right at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in June, and it hung right over where was that?
Ngaqala ukumfaka ngaphansi kwamanzi, futhi khonapho isavunguzane sabuya sivela phezulu emazulwini, Jalo nanku lokhe ukukhanya kubuya kukhanyisa phansi amakhulu lamakhulu abantu besekhunjini khonapho ngehola lesibili emini kunyanga kaNhlangula futhi yalenga phezu kwalapho engangikhona.
A voice spoke from there and said, as John the Baptist was sent for the forerunner of the first coming of Christ, you've got to have a message that will bring forth the forerunning of the second coming of Christ. And it like scared me to death.
Ilizwi la khuluma livela lapho njalo lathi njengoJohane umbhaphathizi owathunya ukwandulela ukuza kwakuqala kukaKristu ule ulombiko oza kuletha ukwandulelwa kokuza kwesibili kukaKristu njalo kwangethusa ngaphosa ngafa.
And I went back and all the people there, the foundrymen and all them, the druggists and all of them on the bank, I'd baptized about 200 or 300 that afternoon, and when they taken me out, pulled me out of the water, the deacons and so forth went up, they asked me, said, what did that light mean?
Futhi ngabuyela, njalo abantu bonke khonapho, abe amadoda ancibilikisa izinsimbi kunye labo bonke othengisa imithi njalo labo bonke besekhunjini ngase ngimbhaphathize abangaba ngamakhulu amabili kumbe amakhulu amathathu kuleyo mini futhi sengikhuphela phandle sebe ngidonsele phandle kwamanzi amadikoni kanye labanye beza bangibuza bathi ukukhanya lokhuyana kutshoni.
A big group of colored people from the Gilded Age Baptist Church and the Lone Star Church down there, and many of those down there, they began screaming when they saw that happen. People fainted.
Iqembu elikhulu labantu abansundu abavela ibandla le Gilded Age Baptist njalo le bandla le Lone Star phansi le njalo labaningi labo babe phansi le baqalisa ukuqabalala bebona lokho kusenzakala abantu baqaleka.
A girl I tried to get out of a boat there sitting there with a swimming suit on. A Sunday school teacher in a church. And I said, won't you get out, Margie? She said, Billy, I don't have to get out.
Intombazane engazama ukuyikhupha esikepeni khonale. Ehlezi khonapho egqoke impahla zokubhukutsha. Umbalisi weSunday school ebandleni. Njalo ngathi, kanti kawuphumi yini, Maggie? Wathi Billy, akumelanga mphume.
I said, that's right, you don't have to, but I'd have enough respect for the gospel to get out where I'm baptized. She said, I don't have to.
Ngathi, kuqondile lokho, kawumelanga ukwenze, kodwa ngingaba lenhloniphene leyo kuvangeli, ukuze uphume lapho engibhaphathizela khona. Wathi, akumelanga ngikwenze.
And when that she sat there sniggered and laughed at me baptizing, because she didn't believe in baptizing, so then, when the angel of the Lord come down, she pitched forward in the boat. The day the girls in the insane institution. So, you just can't play with God.
Foot esahlezi lapho, egegedeka, njalo engihleka ngiphaphathiza, ngoba wayengakholwa ekuphaphathizweni. Ngakho lapho ingilosi yenkosi isehla, wawela phambi kwesikepe, lamuhla linkazana. Isesibhedlela sabagula umkhuhlane wengqondo. Ngakho, kawungeke udlale ngonkulunkulu bona.
Now, later on, a beautiful girl went to drinking later on, was hit with a bottle of beer bottle, cut all over her face down, oh, a horrible looking person. And there, that happened.
Manje ngokuya kwesikhathi, intombi enhle yasiqalisa ukunatha ngokuya kwesikhathi. Wachaywa imbodlela. Yotshwala yamsika ebusweni waba ngumuntu okhangeleka kubi futhi lokho kwenzakala khonapho.
And then all along down through life I'd see that moving, see that visions, how those things would happen.
Futhi sikhathi sonke empilweni ngangikubona lokho, ngibona lokho kuhamba, ngibona leyo imbono uba lezo izinto zizokwenzakala njani.
Then a little later on, it kept bothering me so much, and everybody tell me it was wrong, and I took off to my old stamping grounds up there where I always prayed through, and I, no matter how much I keep praying for that not to come to me, it come anyhow.
Ngakho ngemva kwesikhathi esincane kwaqhubeka kungikhathaza kakhulu. Njalo wonke umuntu engitshela ukuthi akuqondanga, futhi ngasuka ngaya endaweni yami engangijwayele ukuya kuyo phezulu le engangihlala ngithandaze ngize ngiphuche futhi ngangi kungelani lokuthi ngaye ngithandaze njani ukuthi lokhu kungangifikeli kwakubuya kuphela.
And so I was game warden in the state of Indiana, and I come in, there was a man sitting there, a brother to my pianist at the tabernacle, and he said, "Billy, will you ride up to Madison with me this afternoon?" I said, "I can't do it. I got to go up to the forestry."
Futhi sengingangingogcina inyamazana zeganga esigabeni seIndiana njalo ngangena kwakulendoda eyayihlezi khonapho umfo wakhe walo ongichayela ipiano ethebhanekele futhi wathi, "Billy, ungahamba lami eMadison yini kule imini?" Ngathi kangenelisi ukukwenza kumele ngiye emaguswini.
And I'd just coming around the house and taking off my belt, gun belt and things, and rolling up my sleeves. We live in a little two-room house, and I was going to wash and make ready for my meal.
Futhi ngaye ngisanda ukufika endlini njalo ngikhumula ibhanti lami ibhanti lombhobho njalo lezinye izinto njalo ngigoqa imkhono yami sasihlala endlini encane elamakamula amabili njalo ngangisiya geza ukuze ngilungiselele ukudla kwami.
And I washed and just walking around the side of the house under a big maple tree, and all at once something went and I just almost passed out. And I looked and I knowed it was that again.
Futhi nga sengezile njalo ngihamba ngebhoda eceleni kwendlu phansi kwesihlahla esikhulu esemaphule njalo khonapho kulento eyathi futhi ngaphosa ngaqaleka futhi ngakhangela njalo ngabakwazi ukuthi kwakulokhiyana njalo.
I sat on those steps and he jumped out of his car and run to me and said, "Billy, are you fainting?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "What's the matter, Billy?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Just go ahead, brother. That's all right. Thank you."
Ngahlala phezu kwamastepisi lawo njalo yena weqa ephuma emoteni yakhe njalo wagijima eNlanda. Wathi, "Billy, usiqaleka yini?" Ngathi, "Hatshi, mnumzana." Wathi, "Kuyini okukhathazayo, Billy?" Futhi ngathi, "Kangikwazi." Ngathi, "Qhubeka mzalwane, kulungile lokho. Ngiyabonga."
My wife came out and brought a pitcher of water. She said, "Honey, what's the matter?" I said, "Nothing, sweetheart." So she said, "Come on now, dinner's ready." She put her arm around me, tried to bring me in.
Umngani waphuma njalo wangiphathela inkezo yamanzi wase sithi, "Sithando, kuyini okukhathazayo?" Ngathi, "Akulalutho, Sithando." Ngakho wathi, "Buya kathesi, ukudla kwantambama sokulungile." Njalo wangigona ngesandla sakhe wazama ukungiletha phakathi.
I said, "Honey, I want to tell you something." I said, "You call him up and tell him I won't be out there this afternoon."
Ngathi, "Sithando, ngifuna ukukutshela okuthile." Ngathi, "Ubatshayele ucingo njalo ubatshele ukuthi ngangisoze ngibe phandle ngale kule imini."
I said, "Meaty, sweetheart." I said, "I know in my heart I love Jesus Christ. I know that I've passed from death unto life. But I don't want the devil having anything to do with me."
Ngathi, "Mita, Sithando. Ngathi, ngiyakwazi enhlizweni yami ukuthi uJesu Kristu ngiyamthanda. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi sengidlulile ekufeni ngaya ekuphileni. Kodwa kangifuni ukuthi udevil abe lokwenza lami."
And I said, "I can't go on like this. I'm a prisoner." I said, "All the time when this thing keeps happening, things like that, and these visions are coming and so forth like that, or whatever it is," I said, "it happens to me. I didn't know it was a vision. I didn't call it a vision. I said, them trances like, I said, I don't know what that is."
Njalo ngathi, "Kangeke ngiye phambili nginje, ngiyisibotshwa. Ngathi sonke isikhathi, uba into le iqhubeka, isenzakala, izinto ezinjalo, njalo le mbono, le ibuya, kunye lokunjalo, kanjalo, kumbe kuloba kuyini. Ngathi kuyenzakala kimi ngangingakwazi ukuthi kungumbono ngangingazange ngikubize ngisithi ngumbono ngathi izinto lezo ezinje kuqaleka ngathi kangikwazi ukuthi lokho kuyini."
And honey, I don't want to fool with it. They tell me it's a devil, and I love the Lord Jesus.
Futhi sithandwa ga ngifuni ukudlala lakho. Bangitshela ukuthi ngudevele futhi ngiyayithanda inkosi uJesu Kristu.
Oh, she said, Billy, you oughtn't listen to what people tell you. I said, but I, honey, look at other preachers. I said, I don't want it. I said, I'm going to my place in the woods.
Oh, wathi Billy, kawumelanga ulalele lokhu okutshelwa ngabantu. Ngathi kodwa sithandwa, khangela, abanye abathumayele. Ngathi kangifuni. Ngathi sengihamba endaweni yami emaguswini.
I got about $15. You take care of Billy. Billy's little bitty boy then, little bitty fella. I said, you take that's enough for you and Billy to live on a while.
Ngile mali engamadola alithumi lanhlanu. Ugcine uBilly. UBilly wayengumfana omncane kuleso sikhathi. Umuntu omncane ngathi uthathe iyenela ukuthi wena loBilly liphile okwesikhathi.
Call him up, tell him I may be back tomorrow, I may not never be back. If I ain't back in the next 5 days, put a man on in my place.
Bachayele ucingo. Njalo ubatshele. Ngiza ngingaphenduka kusasa. Njalo ngingahle ngingasaphenduki uba ngingaphendukanga emalangeni amahlanu alandelayo fakani omunye umuntu endaweni yami.
I said, Meaty, I'll never come out of that woods until God promises me he'll take that thing away from me and never let it happen again. Think of the ignorance that a man can be.
Futhi ngathi Meaty, kangisoze ngiphume kulelo gusu uNkulunkulu aze angithembise ukuthi uzasusa leyo nto kimi. Njalo kasoze avumele ukuba yenzakale futhi cabanga ngokungazi umuntu angaba yikho khona.
Now I went up there that night, went back in the low cabin for us. Next day it was kind of late. I was going to go up to my camp the next day up on the farther around the mountain, or the hill rather, to get up in the woods there. I don't believe the FBI could find me up there.
Futhi ngahamba khona kulobo busuku. Ngabuyela kuleyo ndlu encane. Ezigodo ilanga elandelayo lingakafiki kwaso kusebusuku nga ngizahamba esikhonqweni sami ngelanga elandelayo phezulu ephambili duzane lentabeni kumbe oqaqeni ngingatsho njalo ngihambe emagosini khonale ngangikholwa ukuba abe FBI babengangithola khonale.
So this little old cabin I've been praying all that afternoon and before it got too dark I prayed, was reading over there in the Bible where it said the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophet. I couldn't make that out.
Ngakhole indlu encane ezigodo. Ngangithandaza imini yonke leyo njalo kungakabi mnyama kakhulu. Ngangithandaza ngangibala lapho eBhayibhelini okwaye kuthiwa umoya wabaprofeti uphansi komprofeti. Nganginga kuzwisisi lokho.
So it got too dark in the little old cabin where I used to trap when I was a boy. I had a trap line through there and go up there and fish and stay all night. There's a little dilapidated cabin sitting over there. Been in there for years. Some tenant might have had it before it all come to that.
Ngakho kwaba mnyama kakhulu kuleyo ndlu encane ezigodo. Lapho engangizingela khona. Ngangisengumfana. Ngangilezi laha khonapho njalo. Ngangihamba khona njalo. Ngigola njalo ngihlale obusuku bonke okuyindlu nje okwesigodo okugugileyo kuhlezi khonapho kwakukhonapho okweminyaka owayehlala lapho mhlawumbe waye lakho kungakafiki kuleso isimo.
And so I was just waiting there and I thought, well, got long towards 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I was walking up down the floor, walking back and forth.
Futhi ngaye ngimile khonapho futhi ngacabanga awu ngachova kwaze kwalanda ihola lakuqala ihola lesibili ihola lesithathu ekuseni ngaye ngihamba hamba phansi ngisiya lela le.
I sat down a little old stool there, a little not a stool, a little old box of a thing. And I sat down there and I thought, oh God, why do you do this to me? I said, Father, you know I love you. You know that I love you.
Ngahlala phansi esitulweni esincane esidala khonapho esincane athi esitulweni into encane esabhokisi futhi ngahlala phansi lapho njalo ngacabanga oh uNkulunkulu kungani usenza lokho kimi ngathi baba uyakwazi ukuthi wena ngiyakuthanda uyakwazi ukuthi wena ngiyakuthanda
and I don't want to be possessed with the devil I don't want them things to happen to me please God don't never let it happen no more I said I love you I don't want to go to hell what's the use of me preaching and trying and putting my efforts forth if I'm wrong
njalo ngangifuna ukuba le demon ngangifuna ukuthi lezo zinto zenzakale kimi ngiyacela uNkulunkulu ungakwenzi kwenzakale kimi futhi ngathi ngiyakuthanda wena ngangifuna ukuya esihogweni kuncedani ukuthi ngichumayele njalo ngizama njalo ngifaka imizamo yami uba ngingaqondanga
I'm not only taking myself to hell, I'm misleading thousands of others, or hundreds of others in them days. And I said, I had a big ministry. And I said, well, I don't never want it to happen to me again.
Njalo gangisizi mina kuphela. Ukuya esikhokweni. Ngikhohlisa izinkulungwane zabanye. Kumbe abanye abangamakhulu kulezo nsuku. Futhi ngathi, ngangile nkonzo enkulu futhi ngathi, awu. Gangifuna ukuthi kuphinde kwenzakale kimi futhi.
I sat down on this little stool and I just sitting all kind of in this position. Just like that. And all at once I seen a light flicker in the room. I thought somebody was coming up with a flashlight.
Futhi ngahlala phansi esitulweni lesi esincane. Futhi mina ngizihlalele umhlawumbe ngaleyi indlela kanjalo nje. Njalo khonapho ngabona ukukhanya kukhanyisa ekamelweni futhi ngacabanga ukuthi kulomuntu ozayo elesibane
and I looked around and I thought oh, and here it was right out in front of me an old wooden boards on the floor and there it was right in front of me the little old drum stove sitting in the corner of the top was tore out of it
futhi ngathalaza njalo ngacabanga awu futhi kwase kulapha khonapho phambi kwami Lama boti ezigodo phansi futhi nanku kulapho kuphambi kwami istofu esincane ese drum esise khoneni okwaphezulu kwaso kwakususiwe kuso
and right in here there was a light on the floor and I thought well where is that well that couldn't be coming I looked around and here it was above me this very same light right there above me hanging right like that
futhi konapha kwakulo kukhanya phansi njalo ngacabanga awu kungaphe lokho awu lokho akungeke kuvele ngakhangela yonke indawo njalo nanku kwakuphezulu kwami khona lokho ukukhanya okufanayo khonapho phezulu kwami kulenga kanjalo
circling around like a fire kind of an emerald color going I got just above it like that And I looked at that and I thought, what is that? Now, it scared me.
Kubhota njengomlilo. Kungumbala owe emerald. Kusithi. Kanjalo. Phezu kwakho kanjalo. Futhi. Ngangukhangela. Lokho. Ngacabanga kuyini lokho. Manje. Kwangethusa.
I heard somebody come in. Just walking. Oh, it was barefooted. And I seen the foot of a man come in. It's dark in the room, all but right here where it's shining right down. I seen the foot of a man coming in.
Ngezwa umuntu ebuya. Ehamba nje kuphela. Kungelazi cathulo. Futhi ngabona unyawo lomuntu lungena.
And when he come in to the room, walked on up, he was a man about, looked way about 200 pounds. He had his hands folded like this.
Kwaye kumnyama kulelo kamuli. Yonke indawo ngaphandle kwalapha okwa kukhanyisa phansi futhi ngabona unyawo lomuntu lungena lapho engena ekamelweni wahamba ebuya wayeyindoda engaba ekhangeleka ilesisindo samakhulu amabili sama pound wayegoqe izandla zakhe kanje
I'd seen it in a whirlwind I'd heard it talk to me and seen it in a form of a light but the first time I ever seen the image of it it walked up to me real close
manje ngangikubonile phakathi kwesavunguzane ngangikuzwile kukhuluma lami njalo ngikubonile kusimo sokukhanya kodwa okwakuqala ngibona isimo sakho kwahamba kungilanda eduzane kakhulu.
Well, honest friend, I thought my heart would fail me. Just imagine, put yourself there. It make you feel the same way. You're maybe farther along the road than I am, maybe been a Christian longer, but it would make you feel that way.
Awu bangani abathembekileyo. Nga cabanga ukuthi inhliziyo yami izakuma. Ngi akucabange zibeke khonapho. Kwakunga kwenza ukuthi uzwe njalo. Mhlawumbe uphambidlana kulami endleleni. Mhlawumbe usubu ngumKristu okwesikhathi eside. Kodwa kungakwenza uzwe njalo.
Because after hundreds and hundreds of times of visitation, it paralyzes me when he comes near. Sometimes it even makes me, I almost completely pass out. Just so weak. And I leave the platform many times if I stay too long, I'll go completely out.
Ngoba ngemva kwamakhulu njalo lamakhulu awezikhathi zokuvakatshelwa kungenza ngome umzimba lapho esiza eduzane kwezinye izikhathi kuyangenza ngiphose ngiqaleke ukuphela amandla lapho ngisuka eplatform ezikhathini ezinenye ngingahlala isikhathi eside ngiyaphela sibili.
I've had him ride me around for hours, not even know where I was at. Now I can't explain it. Read down here in the Bible and it'll explain it. What it is. The scripture says so.
Nyake ngibe labo bechayela belami okwamahola. Ngingakwazi ukuthi ngingapi. Futhi kangikwanisi ukukucasisa. Balani lapha eBhayibhelini. Njalo kuza kucasisa khona ukuthi kuyini. Umbhalo utsho njalo.
So I was sitting there and looking at him. I kind of had my hand up like that. He's looking right at me, just as pleasant. But he had a real deep voice. And he said, "Do not fear. I am sent from the presence of Almighty God."
Ngakho ngangihlezi lapho, ngimkhangele yena. Ngaphakamisa kanje isandla sami. Wayengikhangele elomusa nje. Kodwa wayelizwi elilebhonga. Njalo wathi, "Ungesabi. Ngithunyiwe ngivele ebusweni bokaNkulunkulu uSomandla."
And when he spoke that voice, that was the same voice that spoke to me when I was 2 years old all the way up. I know that was him. And I thought, now, and hear it, now listen to the conversation. I'll quote it the best that I can, knowingly, word by word, because I hardly remember.
Futhi yena esekhulumile lelo lizwi, ilizwi elakhuluma lami ngile minyaka emibili yokuzalwa sikhathi sonke ngikhula ngabakwazi ukuthi nguye futhi ngacabanga manje futhi lizwe lokho manje lalela ingxoxo ngizayitsho ngokwazi kwami ngisazi izwi ngezwi ngoba kangisakhumbuli kuhle.
And he, I said, looked at him like that. He said, "Do not fear, just as quiet." Said, "I am sent from the presence of Almighty God to tell you that your peculiar birth, as you know what my birth was up there, that same light hung over me when I was first born."
Yena ngathi ngamkhangela yena njalo. Yena wathi, "Ungesabi." Ethule nje wathi, "Ngithunyiwe ngivela ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu Somandla ukukutshela ukuthi ukuzalwa kwakho okubalulekileyo, njengoba lisazi ukuthi ukuzalwa kwami kwakunjani le lokho ukukhanya okufanayo kwalenga phezu kwami lapho ngizalo."
And so he said, "Your peculiar birth and misunderstood life has been to indicate that you're to go to all the world and pray for the sick people."
Njalo yena wasesithi, "Ukuzalwa kwakho okubalulekileyo kunye lempilo yakho engazwisekiyo ibiqinisa ukuthi uzahamba emhlabeni wonke njalo uthandazela abagulayo."
And said, "And regardless of what they have," and he designated, God who's my judge knows, that he designated cancer. Said, "Nothing, if you get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before your prayer, not even cancer." See? If you get the people to believe you.
Njalo wasesithi, njalo kungakhathalekile ukuthi balani njalo yena waseketha uNkulunkulu ongumahluleli wami uyakwazi lokho ukuthi yena wakhetha imvukuzane wathi akula lutho uba ungenza ukuthi abantu bakukholwe njalo ube qotho lapho uthandaza akula lutho oluza kuma phambi kwemthandazo yakho ngitsho lemvukuzane bona uba ungenza ukuthi abantu bakukholwe.
And I seen he wasn't my enemy, he was my friend. I didn't know where I was dying or what was happening when he's coming up to me like that.
Futhi ngabona ukuthi yena wayengayisiso isitha sami, yena wayengumngane wami. Futhi ngangingazi ukuthi ngangisifa kumbe ukuthi kuyini okwakusenzakala lapho yena ebuya kimi kanjalo.
And I said, well, sir, I said, I am, what do I know about healings and things like that? Those gifts, I said, well, sir, I'm a poor man. And I said, I'm among my people. I live with my people who's poor. I'm uneducated.
Njalo ngathi, awu numzana. Ngathi ngingu, ngangisazini mayelana lokusiliswa njalo, lezinto ezinjalo, lezo zipho. Ngathi, awu numzana. Ngingumuntu ongumyanga, futhi ngasengisithi, ngiphakathi kwabantu bakithi. Ngihlala labantu bami abangabayanga kangifundanga.
And I said, and I would not be able, they not understand me. I said they wouldn't hear me.
Futhi ngasengisithi futhi kangisoze ngenelise abasoze bangizwisise ngathi kabasoze bangizwe.
And he said, as the prophet Moses was given two gifts, signs rather, to vindicate his ministry, so are you given two gifts to vindicate your ministry.
Futhi yena wasesithi njengoba umprofeti Mose waphiwa izipho ezimbili izibonakaliso kumbe ukuqinisa inkonzo yakhe ngakho lawe uzaphiwa ezimbili ngakho uphiwe izipho ezimbili ukuqinisa inkonzo yakho.
He said one of them will be that you'll take the person that you're praying for by the hand with your left hand and their right. And said then just stand quiet and there'll be a physical effect that'll happen on your body.
Yena wathi esinye sazo ngeso ukuthi uzabamba ngesandla umuntu ozabe umthandazela ngesandla sakho senxele njalo lesabo sokudla. Njalo wasesithi ngakho ume uthule njalo kuza kuba lokuza kwenzakala emzimbeni wakho.
And so then you pray, and if it leaves, the disease is gone from the people. If it doesn't leave, just ask the blessing and walk away.
Futhi wasesithi ube usuthandaza futhi uba kungasuka umkhuhlane ususukile ebantwini uba kungasukanga cela nje isibusiso njalo usuke uzihambele.
Well, I said, sir, I'm afraid they won't receive me. He said, and the next thing will be, if they won't hear that, then they will hear this. He said, then it'll come to pass that you'll know the very secret of their heart. He said, this they will hear.
Awu, ngathi mnumzana, ngesaba ukuthi kabasoze bangamukele. Yena wathi njalo, into elandelayo izaba ingeyokuthi uba bengasoke bazwe lokho ngakho baza kuzwa lokho wathi kuza kuthi uzaba kwazi imfihlo yenhliziyo yabo wathi lokho baza kuzwa.
Well, I said, sir, that's why I'm here tonight. I have been told by my clergyman that those things that's been coming to me was wrong. He said, you were born in this world for that purpose. See, gifts and calling without repentance.
Awu ngathi numzana yiso isizathu ngilapha kulobu ubusuku ngitsheliwe ngabachumayeli bami ukuthi lezo zinto ezibe zibuya kimi ngasiqondanga. Yena wathi wazalwa kulomhlaba ngenxa yaleyo njongo bona izipho kunye lobizo kungela kuphenduka.
He said, you were born in this world for that purpose. And I said, well, sir, I said that my clergyman told me it was the evil spirit. And I said, that's why I'm here praying.
Yena wathi wazalwa kulumhlaba ngenxa yaleyo njongo. Futhi ngase ngisithi awunumzana ngathi lokho ngatshelwa ngabafundisi bami khona ukuthi kwakungu moya omubi futhi ngathi bona yikho ngilapha ngithandaza.
And here's what he quoted to me. He related to me the coming of the Lord Jesus in his first time. And I said, the strange thing was, friends, well, I'll stop right here just for a minute. Go back. What made me more scared than ever, every time I met a fortune teller, they would recognize something had happened. And that would just nearly kill me.
Futhi nanku angitshela khona. Wangilandisela ukuza kwenkosi uJesu. Esikhathini sakhe sakuqala. Futhi ngathi, into emangalisayo yayile, bangani, awu. Ngizakuma lapha okomzuzu nje ngibuyele emuva okwangesabisayo ukwedlula konke isikhathi sonke ngihlangana lesangoma babeqaphela ukuba kulento eyayenzakele futhi lokho nje kwaphosa kwangibulala.
For instance, one day my cousins and I was going down to a carnival grounds. We just boys walking along. So there's a little old fortune teller sitting out there in one of those tents, a young lady. Nice looking young lady, she's standing there.
Njengalokhu ngelinye ilanga, abaza wami kunye lami, sasidlula endaweni okwakusenzelwa khona imidlalo. Njalo sasingabafana, sihamba sidlula, ngakho kulesangoma esidala sihlezi kwelinye lamatenti inina elisakhulayo elibukekayo wayehlezi khonapho.
We was all going walking by, she said, "Say you, come here a minute." And the three of us boys turned around, and she said, "You with the striped sweater, that was me."
Futhi sonke, sasihamba sidlula. Wathi awu wena wozalapha okomzuzu. Futhi thina sobathathu abafana sachebelika. Futhi wasesithi wena olejesi engela mkhono elemzila kwakuyimi.
I said, "Yes, ma'am. I thought she maybe wanted me to go get her a coke or something or like that." And she was a young woman, maybe in her early 20s or something, sitting there.
Futhi ngathi yebo mama, ngacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe wayefuna ukuthi ngiyemthengela ikhokho kumbe okunye okunjalo, futhi waye elinina elisakhulayo mhlawumbe engaba leminyaka yokuzalwa esekuqaliseni kwamachuma amabili kumbe okunye ehlezi lapho.
And I walked up, I said, "Yes ma'am, what could I do for you?" And she said, "Say, did you know there's a light that follows you? You were born under a certain sign."
Futhi ngahamba ngimlanda. Ngase ngisithi, "Yebo mama, ngingakwenzelani?" Futhi wase sithi, "Kahle, ubukwazi ukuthi kulo kukhanya okukulandelayo. Wazalwa phansi kwesibonakaliso esithile."
So what do you mean? He said, "Well, you were born under a certain sign. There's a light that follows you. You were born for a divine call." I said, "Get away from here, woman." I started moving on because my mother always told me them things is of the devil. She was right. So that scared me.
Nga sing city uchoni. Wasi city au wazalwa phansi kwesibonakaliso esithile. Kulokukhanya okukulandelayo. Wazalelwa ubizo lukaNkulunkulu. Ngase ngisithi suka lapha mfazi ngaqalisa ukuhamba ngoba umama wami wayehlala engitshela ukuthi izinto lezo zazingezamadimoni wayeqinisile ngakho kwangethusa lokho.
One day while I was a game warden, I was going up on the bus, and I got on a bus that always seemed to be subject to spirit. I was standing there, and the sailor standing behind me, I was going up to patrol. I was going up to Henryville Forestry, and he was on the bus.
Futhi ngelinye ilanga, lapho ngisasengumphathi wey'nyamazana zeganga, ngangihamba ngebhasi, futhi ngangena ebhasini. Isikhathi sonke kwakukhanya ngani ngangisiba phansi kwemimoya. Ngangimile lapho, njalo lo otshayela izikepe wayemile ngemva kwami. Futhi ngihamba ukuyalinda, njalo ngangisiya egangeni ele Henryville Forestry. ngangisebhasini.
I kept feeling some strange something. I looked around there and there was a great big heavy-set woman sitting there nicely dressed. She said, "How do you do?" I said, "How do you do?"
Ngangilokho ngisizwa into engaqedakaliyo. Ngakhangela yonke indawo khonapho. Njalo kwakule inina elilomzimba omkhulu lihlezi khonapho ligqoke kuhle. Lathi unjani? Ngathi unjani?
I thought it was just a woman, you know, talking. So I just kept, she said, "I'd like to talk to you a minute." I said, "Yes, ma'am." I turned around.
Ngacabanga ukuthi kwakulinina nje ndiyazi elikhulumayo. Ngakho ngaqhubeka wasesithi ngifuna ukukhuluma lawe okomzuzu. Ngase ngisithi yebo mama, ngachibilika.
She said, "Did you know you were born under a sign?" I thought, another one of them funny women. So I just looked on out. So I never said a word. Just kept. She said, "Could I speak to you a minute?" I just kept. She said, "Don't act like that." I just kept looking forward.
Wasisithi ubukwazi yini ukuthi wazalwa phansi kwesibonakaliso? Ngacabanga umunye wabomama abangaqedakaliyo. Ngakho ngaphungu khangela phandle. Njalo ngangikhulumanga lutho ngaqhubeka. Wasisithi ngingakhuluma lawe okomzuzu. Ngaqhubeka wasesithi ungenzi njalo. Ngaqhubeka ngikhangele phambili.
I thought, "That isn't gentlemanlike." She said, "I'd like to speak to you just a moment." I just kept looking forward and I wouldn't pay attention to her. Directly I thought, "I believe I'll see if she says like the rest of them."
Ngacabanga akusikho ukuba njengendoda ehloniphekayo. Wasesithi ngifuna ukukhuluma lawe okwesikhatshana. Ngaqhubeka ngikhangele phambili. Njalo ngangingamlaleli. Khonapho ngacabanga ngikholwa ukuthi ngizabona uba eza khuluma njengabanye bonke.
I turned around and I thought, "Oh my, that'd quiver me, I know, because I hated to think that." Turned around, she said, "Maybe I better explain myself." She said, "I'm an astrologist." I said, "I thought you were something like that."
Ngachibilika ngacabanga, "Oh mina, lokho kwakungiqoqisa ngiyakwazi, ngoba ngangingafuni ukucabanga lokho." Ngachibilika wasesithi, "Mhlawumbe kungcono ngizicasise." Wasesithi, "Ngiyisazi sezinkanyezi." Ngathi, "Bengicabanga ukuthi uyinto enjalo."
She said, "I'm on my way to Chicago to see my boy who's a Baptist minister." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Did anybody ever tell you you were born under a sign?" I said, "No, ma'am." And I lied to her there, see. And I said, "Just want to see what she's going to say." And she said, I said, "No, ma'am."
Wasesithi, "Ngisendleleni yokuya eChicago, ukuyabona umfanami ongumthumayeli oweBaptist." Ngase ngisithi yebo mama. Wasesithi ukhona yini oseke wakutshela ukuthi wazalwa phansi kwisibonakaliso? Ngathi hatshi mama. Ngamqambela manga bona. Njalo ngase ngisithi bengifuna nje ukubona ukuthi uzakuthini. Njalo wasesithi ngathi hatshi mama.
And she said, hasn't ministers ever told you?" I said, "I don't have nothing to do with ministers." And she said,
Futhi wasesithi akula abachumayeli abakazi bakutshele. Ngathi kangila lutho lokwenza labachumayeli. Futhi wasesithi,
And she said, "If I tell you just exactly when you was born, will you believe me?" I said, "No, ma'am."
Futhi ngase ngisithi, wathi kimi, ngithe awu, wasesithi, "Uba ngingakutshela nje qathu ukuba wazalwa nini. Uzangikholwa yini?" Ngathi hatshi mama.
And she said, "Well, I can tell you when you were born." I said, "I don't believe it." And she said, "You were born on April the 6th, 1909 at 5 o'clock in the morning." I said, "That's right." I said, "How do you know that?" I said, "Tell this sailor here when he was born." I said, "I can't."
Futhi wasesithi, "Awu, ngingakutshela ukuthi wazalwa nini?" Ngathi kangikukholwa. Futhi wasesithi, "Wazalwa mhla ka 6 uMabasa 1909 ngehola lesihlanu ekuseni." Ngase ngisithi, "Lokho kuqondile." Ngathi, "Ukwazi njani lokho?" Ngathi, "Tshela lo ongumchayeli wesikepe ukuthi wazalwa nini." Wathi, "Kangenelisi."
I said, "Why? How you know?" Said, "Look, sir," she said, when she began to talk about the astronomy now. And she said, "Ever so many years," said, "you remember when the morning star come and led the wise man to Jesus Christ?"
Futhi ngathi, "Kungani ungakwazi?" Njani? Wathi, "Khangela mnumzana." Watsho, lapho eseqalisa ukukhuluma mayelana ngenkanyezi kaThesi njalo wasesithi kuminyaka yonke ethile wathi uyakhumbula lapho indosakusa iphuma eyakhokhela izazi kuJesu Kristu.
And I kind of stalled, you know, I said, well, I don't know nothing about religion. And she said, well, you've heard about the wise man coming to see Jesus? I said, yes. And she said, what was wise man? Oh, I said, it was just wise man, all I know.
Futhi ngaba ngani sengimile uyazi. Ngase ngisithi awu, kangazi lutho ngokwenkolo. Futhi wathi awu, uzwile mayelana lezazi ezabuya ukuzobona uJesu. Ngathi yebo, futhi wasesithi awu, babe yini amadoda ayizazi. O ngathi babe ngamadoda ayizazi yikho kuphela engkwaziyo.
She said, well, what is a wise man? She said, the same thing that I am, an astrologist, stargazer they call him. And she said, you know, before God does anything in the earth, he always declares in the heavens and then on the earth. And I said, I don't know.
Wasesithi awu, kuyini indoda eyisazi watsho into inye engiyiyo yona isazi sezinkanyezi okhangela inkanyezi bababiza njalo njalo wasesithi uyakwazi uNkulunkulu engakayenzi lutho emhlabeni yena sonke isikhathi uyatshengisa ezulwini njalo lasemhlabeni futhi ngase ngisithi kangikwazi.
And she said, well, she called two or three stars, like Mars, Jupiter, and Venus. It wasn't them, but she said, they crossed their paths and come together and made, said there was three wise men that come to meet the Lord Jesus, and one was from the lineage of Ham, and one Shem, and another Japheth.
Futhi wathi awu, wabiza inkanyezi ezimbili kumbe ezintathu, ezimbili inkanyezi ezintathu, njengo Mars, Jupiter, lo Venus. Kwa kungayisizo kodwa wathi zadlulana endleleni yazo njalo zahlangana njalo zenza wathi kwa kulezazi ezintathu ezabuya ukuzobona inkosi uJesu njalo omunye waye engowesendo luka Ham njalo omunye Shem njalo omunye wakhona uJaphet.
And said when they met together at Bethlehem, the three stars that they were from, every person on earth said it has something to do with the stars. Said, ask that sailor there, when the moon goes out and the heavenly planet goes out, the tide doesn't go with it and come in. I said, I don't have to ask him that, I know that.
Futhi wasesithi, lapho behlangana ndawonye eBethlehem, inkanyezi ezintathu, ababevela kuzo, wonke umuntu emhlabeni wathi, balento ethile eyokwenza lezi nkanyezi wathi, buza lowana otshayela izikepe, lapho inyanga iphuma, njalo, lo gomkhathi kuphuma igagasi kalihambi lakho njalo libuye ngathi akudingakali ukuthi ngimbuze lokho ngiyakwazi lokho.
And she said, well, your birth has something to do with the stars up there. And I said, well, that I don't know.
Futhi wasesithi awu ukuzala kwakho kulokwenza lezi nkanyezi eziphezulu le futhi ngase ngisithi awu lokho kangikwazi.
And she said, now these three wise men came and said, when they, three stars, when they come from different directions, and they met at Bethlehem, and they said, they found out and consulted, one was from the lineage of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, the three sons of Noah.
Futhi wasesithi, manje, amadoda lawa amathathu, ayizazi abuya. Futhi wathi, lapho lezo inkanyezi zontathu, lapho zavela endaweni, ezitshiyeneyo, njalo zahlangana eBethlehem. Futhi zathi, zafumana njalo zabuza njalo omunye waye ongowesendo luka Ham, Shem kanye lo Japheth amadodana amathathu kaNoah.
And she said then they come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ and said when they departed said they brought gifts and put to him.
Futhi wasesithi ngakho base bebuya njalo bakhonza inkosi uJesu Kristu futhi wathi sezisukile wathi babuya lezipho njalo bazibeka kuye.
And so Jesus Christ said in his ministry that when this gospel has been preached to all the world, Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people, then he would come again.
Futhi wathi uJesu Kristu wathi kunkonzo yakhe ukuthi uba leli ivangeli selichunyayeliwe kuwo wonke umhlaba ebantwini baka Ham, Shem, kanye lo Jafeti yikho yena abesebuya futhi.
And she said, now those planets, heavenly planets, as they move around, so they separated. They've never been on the earth since, no one. But said ever so many hundred years, they cross their cycles like this. If they have to be an astronomer here, you might know what she's talking about. I don't.
Futhi wasesithi manje, lezo nkanyezi ezinkulu, inkanyezi ezinkulu emazulwini. Lapho zihamba zipota, wathi zehlukana. Gazage. Zibe khona emhlabeni kusukela khonapho okwazi wayo kodwa wasesithi yonke iminyaka emnengi yamakhulu ziyaphambana ekuhambeni kwazo kanje uba kungenzakala ukuthi kube lesazi ngezinkanyezi lapha ungaba kwazi ukuthi ube khuluma ngani mina kangikwazi.
So when she talked, said to cross like that, and said, in commemoration of the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, when God gave his son, when these planets cross themselves again, well, I said, he sends another gift to the earth.
Ngakho lapho, wathi, zipambana njalo futhi wasesithi, esikhumbuzweni, sesipho esikhulu, esake saphiwa abantu, lapho uNkulunkulu esipha indodana yakhe. Uba lezi nkanyezi ezinkulu ziphambana futhi ngani wathi uyathumela esinye isipho emhlabeni.
And said you were born on the crossing of that time. And I said that's the reason I knew it.
Futhi wasesithi wena wazalwa ekuphambaneni kwaleso isikhathi futhi wasesithi yiso isizathu ngibe kwazi.
Well, then I said, lady, the first place, I don't believe anything about it. I'm not religious, and I don't want to hear no more about it. Walked away. And so I cut her off pretty sharp. So I went on out.
Kunjalo ke, ngase ngisithi, Nkosikazi, okwaqala, ngangikholwa lutho ngakho. Ngangikhonzi, njalo ngangisafuni ukuzwa ngakho. Ngasuka ngahamba. Futhi ngase ngimquma engakaqedi. Ngakho ngaqhubeka ngaya phandle.
And every time I get around one of them, that's the way it would be. And I thought, why does them devils do that? Then the preacher saying, that's the devil, that's the devil. They had me believing it.
Njalo isikhathi sonke loba ngisiba duzane lomunye wabo. Hiyo indlela okwakusiba khona. Futhi ngase ngicabanga. Kungani amadimoni lawo esenza njalo. Lapho abachumayeli bethi, lo nguteveli, lo nguteveli. Bangenza ngakukhulwa.
And then that night up there, when he referred to that, I asked him, I said, well, why is it all them mediums and things like that and them devil-possessed people that always tell me about it and the clergy that my brethren tell me that it's of the evil spirit?
Futhi ngalobu ubusuku, phezulu le lapho ngilapho yena okhombela kulokho, ngambuza yena ngathi, awu, kungani zonke izanuse, njalo lezinto, ezinjalo, njalo, labantu ababanjwe ngamadimoni. Ukuthi bahlala bengitshela ngakho sonke isikhathi njalo abachumayeli labo abazalwane bami bangitshela ukuthi ngokomoya omubi.
Now listen to what he says, this one who's hanging over there in the picture.
Manje lalela ukuthi yena wathini lo olenge phezulu laphaya kuloyana umfanekiso.
He said as it was then so is it now. And he began to refer to me that when the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ began to take place, the ministers said he was Beelzebub the devil. But the devils said he was the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel. Devils.
Yena wathi, njengoba kwakunjalo lapho, kunjalo lakathesi, futhi yena waqalisa ukungitshengisa ukuthi, lapho inkonzo yenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu iqalisa ukwenzakala. Abachumayeli bathi yena wayengubhelzebhabhu idimoni kodwa amadimoni athi yena wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu ongcwele kaIsrayeli odeveli.
And look at Paul and Barnabas when they're up there preaching. The minister said these men turned the world upside down. They're evil. They're the devil.
Futhi khangela uPaulo kanye loBarnabasi lapho bekhonale bechumayela abachumayeli bathi lawa madoda asephendukezele umhlaba babi bangu develi.
And a little old fortune teller out on the street recognized that Paul and Barnabas, this man of God, said they're a man of God who tell us the way of life. Is that right?
Yeah.
spiritualists and soothsayers, demon-possessed people.
Njalo esinye isanuse esidala esasisesitaladini sananzelela ukuthi uPaulo loBarnabas babengabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Sathi bangabantu bakaNkulunkulu abasitshela ngendlela yempilo. Kuqondile yini izangoma kanye lababhulayo abantu abalamadimoni.
But we get so soured down on theology till we don't know nothing about the Spirit. I hope you love me after this. But that's what it is. I mean Pentecost too. That's right.
Kodwa sicwaliswa imfundiso yezenkolo. Sicine singasakwazi lutho ngomoya. Ngithemba liza ngithanda ngemva kwalokho. Kodwa yikho okuyikho khona. Ngitsho iPentecost njalo. Kuqondile lokho.
Just shouting and dancing around doesn't mean you know anything about the Spirit. It's personal contact, face to face. That's what you need.
Ukumemeza nje njalo lokugida-gida akutsho ukuthi kukhona okwaziyo ngomoya. Kuyikuthintana laye, ubuso lobuso, yikho wena okudingayo.
That's the kind of church God's fixing to raise up. That's right, when they come together in unity and power. Spirit.
Yilo uhlobo lwebandla uNkulunkulu alilungiselela ukuliphakamisela phezulu. Kuqondile lokho lapho behlangana ndawonye bemunye njalo lemandleni besemoyeni.
And he referred to that. And he told me how that the ministry misunderstood it and assured me that the ministry had misunderstood it. And when he told me all about this and how that Jesus
futhi yena wakhombela kulokho futhi yena wangitshela ukuthi ngani abafundisi bengakuzwisisanga njalo wangipha isiqiniseko sokuthi abafundisi babengakuzwisisanga futhi lapho yena engitshela konke mayelana lalokhu njalo lokuthi uJesu.
I said, but what about this, these things that happened to me? And he said, that'll multiply and get greater and greater.
Ngathi yebo ke lokhu ke lezi izinto ezenzakala kimi futhi uyabona yena wathi lokhu kuzakwanda. Njalo kukhule kuphinde futhi kukhule.
And he referred to me, tell me how Jesus did it. How did he come? And he was possessed with a power that could foreknow things and tell the women at the well, claim not to be a healer, claim to do those things just as the Father showed him.
Futhi yena wakhombela kimi engitshela ukuthi uJesu wakwenza njani ukuthi yena weza njani njalo yena wayelamandla ayengaba kwazi izinto phambilini njalo etshele inina emthonjeni kazange azithi ungumsilisi wathi wayesenza lezo zinto njengokutshengiswa kwakhe ngubaba.
I said, well, what kind of a spirit would that be? He said it was the Holy Spirit. Then something there happened inside of me that I realized that the very thing that I turned my back on was what God brought me here for.
Ngathi kuhle lo ungaba ngumoya onjani yena wathi kwakungumoya ongcwele ngakho into ethile yenzakala le phakathi kwami engananzelela ukuthi yona leyo nto engiyiflathele yiyo into uNkulunkulu owaye ngilethele yona lapha.
And I realized that it was just like those Pharisees in the days gone by. They had misinterpreted the scripture to me. So from then on, I took my own interpretation of it, what the Holy Spirit said. I told him I'd go. He said, I'll be with you.
Futhi ngananzelela ukuthi, kwaku njengalawana amaFarisi, kunsuku ezedlulayo, babengicacisela umbhalo ngendlela engayisiyo. Ngakho kusukela khonapho, ngathatha incazelo yami, ngakho, lokho okwakhulunywa ngumoya ongcwele, yena, ngamtshela ngizahamba yena wathi ngizakuba lawe.
And the angel stepped into the light again. They began to come around and around and around and around, around his feet like that, went up into the light and went out of the building. I went home a new person.
Futhi ingilosi yangena ekukhanyeni. Futhi okwaqalisa ukubuya kubhoda njalo kubhoda kubhoda njalo kubhoda njalo kubhoda enyaweni zakhe. Kanjalo kwaya ekukhanyeni njalo kwaphuma endlini. Ngahamba ngekhaya ngingumuntu omutsha.
Walked over to the church and told the people about it on Sunday night, And on the Wednesday night, they brought a woman there, one of Mayo's nurses, dying with cancer, nothing but a shadow.
Nga hamba nga ebandleni, njalo ngatshela abantu ngakho. Kungensonto ebusuku, futhi ngolwesithathu ebusuku baletha owesifazana khona ngale omunye wabo mongikazi bako mayo ebulawa yimvukuzane kungela lutho kodwa kulithunzi.
When I walked down to take a hold of her, there come a vision before shoulder back nursing again. And she's on the list in Louisville, been dead for years. There she is at Jeffersonville now nursing, been nursing for years.
Ngathi ngihamba, ukuyambamba, kwabuya umbono phambili. Wamtshengisa ebuyela ekubeni ngumongikazi njalo, futhi eseluhlwini eLouisville, ubefile okweminyaka. Nangu use Jeffersonville kathes ungumongikazi ubesonga okweminyaka.
For I looked up there and I seen that vision. I turned around and hardly knowing what I was doing. Stand there, I quivered when they first brought that case and laid it down there. And the nurses and things standing around her, her laying there and her face all sunk in, her eyes way back, Margie Morgan.
Ngoba ngakhangela phezulu le, njalo ngabona umbono lo. Ngachibilika, ngingazi ukuthi ngangisenzani. Ngimile lapho, ngaquqa. Lapho beqalisa ukuletha leso simo. Njalo besibeka phansi lapho futhi omongikazi njalo labanye bemile bemgombolozele futhi yena elele lapho njalo ubuso bakhe bonke sebuwele phakathi njalo lamehlo esetshonile uMaggie Morgan.
If you want to ride to her, that's 411 Knoblo Avenue, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Or right Clark County Hospital, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Let her give you the testimony.
Uba lifuna ukumlobela ku 411 No Block Avenue, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Gumbe lobe lani ku Clark County Hospital, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Yena alinigeze ubufakazi.
I looked down there, and that first case there to see here come out, there come a vision. I seen that woman nursing again, walking around good and strong and healthy. I said, thus saith the Lord, you'll live and not die.
Nga kangela pansile, futhi leso simo sakuqala. Lapho ukubona ukuthi nanku okuphumayo kwabuya umbono ngabona lo mama engumongikazi njalo ehamba hamba ephelile njalo eqinile njalo elempila kahle ngathi icho kanje inkosi uzaphila njalo awusozufe.
Her husband, a very high man in this world, saying, looked at me like that. I said, sir, don't you fear, your wife will live.
Umkakhe indoda ephakemeyo entweni zakulo umhlaba wangikhangela kanje ngathi mnumzana ungesabi umkakho uzaphila.
He called me outside, said, called two or three doctors, said, you know them? I said, yes. Well, I said, I played golf with him. He said, the cancer wrapped around her intestines, you can't even wash her out with the enema.
Wangibizela phandle wathi wabiza amadokotela amabili kumba amathathu wathi uyabazi ngathi yebo kungani. Wathi ngidlale igolf laye. Wathi imvukuzane ibe sithandele amathumbu akhe. Awungeke umgeze ngeenima.
I said, I don't care what she's got. Something down in here, I seen a vision. That man that told me said whatever I seen to say it, and it would be so. And he's told me and I believe it.
Ngathi kangela ndaba lokuthi ulani. Okuthile. Phansi lapha ngibone umbono. Futhi leyana indoda eyangitshela yathi loba yikuyini engubonileyo ngikukhulume futhi kuza kuba njalo futhi wangitshela njalo ngiyakukholwa.
Praise God. A few days and then she's doing her washing, going around. She weighs about 165 pounds now in perfect health.
Dumisani uNkulunkulu. Insuku ezilutshwane kusukela lapho wa esezwatshela ehamba hamba usele sindo esingaba ngamapound alikhulu lamachumi ayisithupha lanhlanu kathesi ulempila kahle epheleleyo.
Then when I accepted, away it went. Then Robert Darty called me, and here it went out down through Texas across the world.
Ngakho lapho ngisamkela kwasuka kwahamba. Ngakho uRobert Darty wangibiza futhi nanku kuhamba phandle kudlula eTexas lasemhlabeni wonke.
And one night, on about four or five times out, I couldn't understand speaking in tongues. And so forth, I believed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, believed that people could speak in tongues.
Futhi ngobunye ubusuku kungaba kani kumbe kahlanu phandle ngangingazwisisi ukukhuluma ngendimi kanye lokunjalo ngangikholwa ekubhaphathizweni kumoya ongcwele ngikholwa ukuthi abantu bengakhuluma ngendimi.
One night when I was walking out onto the in the cathedral, San Antonio, Texas, walking out there, a little fellow sitting up here began to speak in tongues like a shotgun firing or machine gun rapidly.
Futhi ngobunye ubusuku lapho ngihamba ngisiya ku-cathedral eSt. Antonio eTexas. Ngihamba phandle le umuntu omncane owayehlezi lapha waqalisa ukukhuluma ngendimi njengombhobho odubulayo kumbe isigwagwagwa ngokuphangisa.
Way back there, a fellow raised up and said, "Thus saith the Lord." The man that's walking to the platform is going forward with a ministry that was ordained of Almighty God.
Emuva le kachana, emuva le, omunye waphakama njalo wathi, "Icho kanje inkosi, indoda ehamba isiya eplatform, iyaphambili ngenkonzo eyamiselwa nguNkulunkulu Somandla."
And as John the Baptist was sent as the first forerunner of the coming of Jesus Christ, so he packs a message that'll cause the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Futhi njengo Johane umbhaphathizi owathunywa njengomanduleli wakuqala wokuza kuka Jesu Christ, ngakho uthwele umbiko ozabangela ukuza kwesibili kwenkosi uJesu Christ.
I like to sunk in my shoes. I looked up. I said, "Do you know that man?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Do you know him?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Do you know me?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I read it in the paper, and this is the first night of the meeting."
Ngaphosa ukucwila esicathulweni zami. Ngakhangela phezulu ngathi, "Uyayazi indoda leyana?" Wathi, "Hatshi, Mnumzana." Ngase ngisithi, "Uyamazi lo?" Wathi, "Hatshi, Mnumzana." Ngase ngisithi, "Mina uyangazi?" Wathi, "Hatshi, Mnumzana." Ngase ngisithi, "Udingani lapha?" Wathi, "Ngikubalile ephepheni." Futhi kuvamile kwakuyibusuku bakuqala bomhlangano.
I looked over there and I said, "How'd you come here?" Said, "Some of my people told me that you was going to be here, a divine healer, and I come." I said, "Don't you all know one another?" He said, "No." Oh my.
Ngakhangela ngale njalo ngase ngisithi, "Ubuye njani lapha?" Wase sithi, "Abanye abantu bakithi bangitshele ukuthi uzabe ulapha umsilisi ngamandla kaNkulunkulu. Njalo ngibuyile." Ngase ngisithi, "Lonke kalazani yini?" Yena wathi, "Hatshi, oh mina."
There I seen that the very power of the Holy Spirit, where one time back there I thought it was wrong, and I know that I, this same angel of God was associated with them people that had those things.
Lapho ngabona ukuthi amandla uqobo kamoya ongcwele. Lapho kwesinye isikhathi emuva le ngangicabanga ukuthi akuqondanga futhi ngangisazi ukuthi mina le ingilosi yenkosi efanayo ya ilobudlelwana labantu abalalezo zinto.
Although they had thrown in a lot of mix up and a lot of babbling in it, but in there was a genuine article. Jesus Christ. And I've seen that it was true.
Loba babele inkohliso njalo lokuphambaniseka okuningi futhi kulokukhuluma okuningi okungcolileyo okuyize kodwa kukho kwakulento eqotho Kristu futhi ngakubona kwakuliqiniso.
Oh, years passed by and in the meetings of people would see the visions and so forth. One time a photographer caught it in the picture when I was standing down somewhere in Arkansas, I believe it was. In a meeting about like this, an auditorium about like this.
Oh, iminyaka yedlula futhi kumhlangano abantu babebona imbono njalo lokunye kwesinye isikhathi othatha imfanekiso wakuthatha umfanekiso lapho ngimile endaweni ethile eAncasas ngikholwa kwakulapho emhlanganweni ofanana lalowo kuauditorium engafana laleyi.
Now standing trying to explain it. People knew they're sitting and listening, Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, and so forth. And then I happened to look coming in the door. Here it comes, going, whoosh, whoosh. I said, "I will not have to speak anymore, for here it comes now."
Futhi ngangimile ngizama ukucasisa abantu babesazi babe hlala futhi ba lalele ama Methodist, ama Baptist, ama Presbyterian njalo labanye futhi kwenzakala ngikhangela ungena emnyango nanku kubuya kusithi ush ush ngathi kansoze ngibe ngisakhuluma futhi ngoba nanku kusiza kathesi.
And it moved up and people began screaming. Come up to where it was and settled down around. Just as it was settling down, a minister ran up and said, "Say, I see that." And it struck him as blind as he could be staggered back.
Futhi, kwahamba kwaya phezulu. Njalo abantu baqalisa ukuhlabalala. Kwabuya phezulu lapho engangikhona. Njalo kwehlela khonapho. Kusahlala phansi khona nje. Umtshumayeli wagijima esiza futhi wathi, "Ngithi, ngiyakubona lokho." Futhi kwamchaya kwampuputheka njenge sibili watatalika ebuyela emuva.
You can look at his picture right there in the book and see it. As he staggered back with his head down like that, you can see his picture and there to settle down.
Ungakhangela umfanekiso wakhe khona lapho ebhukwini njalo likubone etatalika ebuyela ikhanda likhangele phansi kanje lingawubona umfanekiso wakhe futhi kwehlela phansi.
Just a newspaper photographer caught at that time. But the Lord wasn't ready. And one night at Houston, Texas, when thousands times thousands of people was having 8,000 over at the, at the music hall. Come back over to the great Sam Houston Coliseum.
Oh, tata imfanekiso, ye pepandaba, guya kuphela, owa kuthathayo, kuleso sikhathi. Kodwa inkosi, yayingaka lungiseleli. Futhi, kobunye ubusuku eHouston eTexas lapho inkulungwane lezinkulungwane zabantu sasilamakhulu ayisifica munembili inkulungwane yezifica munembili le lapho elikubiza likubiza likuthi le ihall yokuhlabelela ependuke usiza esem Houston Coliseum enkulu.
And there in that debate that night when a Baptist preacher said, "I wasn't nothing but a low-down hypocrite and an imposter, a religious imposter, and ought to be run out of the city, and he ought to be the one to do it."
Futhi lapho, kuloko, kuphikisana kulobo busuku, lapho umtshumayeli we-Baptist, wathi ngasilutho kodwa umzenzisi, odlulisileyo, njalo umlingiseli wenkolo, futhi kumele ngiqotshwe edolobheni, njalo nguye omele akwenze.
Brother Bosworth said, "Brother Branham, would you let something like that happen? Call his hand." I said, "No, sir. I do not believe in fussing. The gospel's not made to fuss, it's made to live."
Ngase ngisithi, "Hathi numzana, kangikholwa ukuphikisana. Ivangeli kalenzelwanga ukuphikisana, lenzelwa ukuliphila."
I said, "No matter how you convince him, he'd go just the same way." I said, "He wouldn't make him any difference. If God can't speak to his heart, how can I?"
Futhi ngase ngisithi, "Kungelani lokuthi umtshengisa njani. Uzabuyela efana." Ngathi, "Yena akumenzeli mahluko. Uba uNkulunkulu engenelisi ukukhuluma lenhliziyo yakhe. Mina ngiza kwenelisa njani."
Next day come out, says it shows what they're made out of. The Houston Chronicle says shows what they're made out of. They're afraid to take up for what they're preaching.
Ngelanga elilandelayo, kwaphuma kuthiwa, kutshengisa ukuthi benziwe ngani abe Houston Chronicle. Bathi, kuyatshengisa ukuthi benziwe ngani. Bayesaba ukumela lokho abakuchumayelayo.
Old Brother Boswell come up to me being way in his 70s then. Lovely old brother, put his arm around me, said, "Brother Branham," he said, "you mean you're not going to take that up?" I said, "No, Brother Bosworth, no, sir. I'm not going to take it up." I said, "Don't do no good."
Umzalwane omdala uBosworth wabuya kimi esele minyaka edlula amachumi ayisikhombisa kuleso sikhathi. Umzalwane omdala othandekayo wangigona ngesandla sakhe wathi, "Umfowethu Branham," wasesithi, "utsho ukuthi kawusoze umelane lalokho." Ngathi, "Hathi mfowethu Bosworth, hathi mnumzana, kangisoze ngimelane lalokho."
I said, "This causes fussing when we leave the platform." I said, "I'm holding a meeting now and I don't want to get things all tore up like that." I said, "Just let him go ahead." I said, "That's all. He's just rattling." I said, "We've had him before and it doesn't do any good to talk to him."
Ngathi akuncedi lutho. Ngathi kubangela ukuphikisana. Lapho sisuka ku platform, ngathi ngilomhlangano kathesi. futhi ngangifuni ukuthi izinto ziphambaniseke njalo ngase ngisithi mekeleni aqhubekele phambili ngathi yikho kuphela uya kencezela nje ngathi sake saba labo phambilini njalo akuncedi ukukhuluma labo.
I said they'll go right away holding themselves. I said if they once receive the knowledge of the truth and then they won't receive it, the Bible said they've crossed the separating line and they'll never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. They call it the devil and they can't help it. They're possessed with a religious spirit which is the devil.
Ngathi bazahamba kathesi bezibambile ngase ngisithi ubabeke bamukela ulwazi lweqiniso njalo benga lamukeli iBhayibheli lithi sebecaphile umzila wokwehlukaniswa njalo kabasoze bathethelelwe kulo umhlaba kumbe kumhlaba ozayo. Bakubiza bethi idimoni njalo akulalutho abangalwenza balo moya owe nkolo onguka
develi. How many knows that's true? That a devil spirit is religious. Yes, sir. Just as fundamental as they can be. And so then, that didn't go very good. When I said fundamental, but that's true.
Bangaka bakwazi ukuthi lelo liqiniso. Ukuthi umoya wedimoni ngowenkolo. Yebo numzana. Kusukela esisekelweni sabo. Futhi ke ngakho akuhambanga kuhle lapho ngithe isisekelo kodwa lelo liqiniso.
Having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. That's right. Signs and wonders what vindicates God always. He said it would be in the last days the same thing. And notice.
Balesimo sobunkulunkulu. Njalo bayaphika amandla akhona. Kuqondele lokho. Sikhathi sonke. Futhi yena wathi ensukwini zokucina kuzabe kuyinto efanayo futhi nanzelela.
Old Brother Bosworth, he was going to come with me, and he's kind of tired. He's come back from Japan. He's going to be here. He's going on to be at Lubbock with me. So he had a little bad cold, so he couldn't come on this, and he and his wife.
Umfowethu Bosworth umdala. Mina, yena, wayezabuya lami njalo, wayengani udiniwe esanda kuvela eJapan. Kade ezabuya lapha, uzaqhubeka aye eLubbock lami, futhi waye elo pepha olubi. Ngakho gaphumelelanga ukubuya kulowo yena kanye lomkakhe.
And so he all thought he looked like Caleb. He stood there. He said, well, Brother Branham, that very dignified look, you know. He said, let me go do it. And he said, if you don't want to. I said, oh, Brother Bosworth, I don't want you to do it. You'd go fussing. He said, there won't be one word of fussing.
Futhi yena, bonke babecabanga ukuthi wayefanana lo Caleb. Yena wama lapho wathi, kahle mfowethu Branham. Lokhu kukhangeleka okuhloniphekayo. Liyakwazi yena wathi yekela ngihambe ngiyokwenza. Futhi wathi uba ungafuni ngase ngisithi omfowethu Bosworth kangifuni ukuthi ukwenze lizagcina lisenzisana inkani. Yena wathi ngasoze kube lelizwi elilodwa elokwenzisana inkani.
Now just before close, listen to this. He went out there and said, if you won't fuss, all right. Said, I promise not to fuss. Around 30,000 people gathered for that auditorium that night.
Manje, ngingakavali, lalelani kulokho, wahamba phansi le, ngase ngisithi, uba lingasoze, lenzisane inkani kulungile. Wathi, ngiyathembisa ukuthi kangisoze, ngenzisane inkani. Abantu abangafika inkulungwane, ezingamachumi amathathu, babuthanela leyo auditorium kulobo busuku.
Brother Wood sitting over here was present at the time and is sitting in that auditorium. And my boy said, or my wife said, you're not going down to that meeting. I said, no, I wouldn't go down there and hear him fussing. No, sir, I wouldn't go down there and listen at it.
Umfowethu Wood ohlezi lapha wayekhona ngesikhathi leso futhi wayehlezi kuleyo auditorium futhi mina umfana wami wathi kumbe umkami wathi ngawuhambi ngale kuleyana umhlangano ngathi hatch kangeke ngihambe ngale njalo ngibazwe bephikisana. Hathi numzana kangeke ngihambe ngale njalo ngiye kulalela.
When night time comes, something said, go on down there. I got a taxi cab, my brother and wife and my children. We went out and I went way up in balcony 30, way high like that and sit down.
So kufika isikhathi sobusuku, enye into yathi, hamba khonale. Ngathola itekisi, umfowami futhi, lomkami, njalo labantwana bami, sahamba khona. futhi ngangikhwele phezulu kwebalikoni amachuma amathathu phezulu kakhulu kanjalo njalo ngahlala phansi.
Old Brother Bosworth walked out there just like an old diplomat, you know. He'd copied off some. He had 600 different promises of the Bible copied off there.
Umzalwane okhululeyo uBosworth waphuma khonapho ehamba njengomeli okhulileyo liyazi. Wayekhophe okuvela ku waye elezithembiso ezijiyeneyo oye ezithethe eBhayibhelini ezingamakhulu ayisithupha.
He said, now, Dr. Best, if you'll come up here and we'll take one of these promises and disprove it by the Bible, every one of these promises is in the Bible pertaining to Jesus Christ healing the sick in this day. If you can take one of these promises and by the Bible, contradict it with the Bible, I'll sit down, shake your hand, say you're right.
Wathi manje, Dokotela Best, uba uzabuya phezulu lapha, njalo uthathe esinye sezithembiso lezi, futhi usiphike ngeBhayibheli. Zonke lezi izithembiso ziseBhayibhelini, ezimayelana loJesu Kristu, esilisa abagulayo. Kulolu usuku, uba ungathatha esinye salezi izithembiso njalo ngeBhayibheli usiphikise leBhayibheli, ngizahlala phansi ngikuqawule isandla sakho ngithi uqinisile.
He said, I'll take care of that when I get up there. He wanted the last so he could rub off on Brother Bosworth, see. So Brother Bosworth said, well, Brother Best, I'll ask you one. And if you'll answer me yes or no, said, we'll just settle the debate right now.
Wathi, ngiza kunakakela lokho, ngingafika phezulu laphaya. Wayefuna ukucinela ukwenzela ukuthi amsebenze umfowethu uBosworth, bona. Ngakho umfowethu uBosworth wathi, awu umfowethu Best, ngiza kubuza okukodwa njalo uba ungangiphendula ngoyebo kumbe ngohatshi wathi sizahle siqede impikiswano kathesi.
And he said, I'll take care of that. And he asked the moderator if he could ask him. He said, yes. He said, Brother Best, was the redemptive names of Jehovah applied to Jesus, yes or no?
Njalo wasesithi, ngizanakakela lokho. Wabuza umkhokheli wenkundla ukuba wayenga mbuza wathi yebo. Yena wathi mfowethu Best, amabizo kaJehova okuhlengwa asetshenziswa kuJesu na, yebo kumbe hatshi.
I settled it. That was all. I tell you, I just felt something's going all through me. I never thought of that myself. See now, oh my, he can't answer. That's ties it.
Lokhu kwakuqeda indaba. Lokhu kwaba yikho konke. Ngiyalitshela. Kulento engayizwayo ingihamba yonke indawo. Ngangizange ngikucabange lokho ngokwami. Bona, futhi ngacabanga oh mina genelisi ukuphendula lokho kuyakubopha.
He said, well, Dr. Best, I'm alarmed. He said, I'll take care of that, said I'm alarmed that you can't answer my weakest question. He's just as cool as a cucumber. He knew where he was standing.
Yeah, now what? Kahle, Dokotela Best. Ngimangele, yena wathi, lokho ngiza kuphatha. Wathi, ngiyamangala ukuthi uyehluleka ukuphendula umbuzo wami olula. Wayecumile njengejodo, futhi wayekwazi ukuthi wayemi ngapi.
So then he just sat down there at that scripture, said, take your 30 minutes, I'll answer after that. And old Brother Bosworth sat there and tucked that scripture and tied that man in such a place till his face was so red you could have struck a match on it nearly.
Ngakho. Wahlala phansi lapho ngalowo mbhalo wathi thatha imizuzu yakho engamachumi amathathu ngizaphendula ngemva kwalokho. Futhi umfowethu omdala uBosworth wahlala lapho njalo wathatha umbhalo lowo futhi wabopha leyo ndoda endaweni eyokuthi ubuso bakhe bababomvu wawungaklebha uluthi lo mentshisi kulo phose.
He raised up there angry, threw the papers across the floor, got up there and preached a good camel-like sermon. I was a Baptist, I know what they believe.
Waphakama esuka lapho, ezondile, futhi waphosela amaphepha phansi, wasukuma lapho futhi wachumayela intshumayelo yesikempel enhle. Ngangingumbaptist, ngiyakwazi abakukholwayo.
He's preaching on the resurrection. When this mortal puts on immortality, then we'll have divine healing. Oh my. What do we need divine healing if we're immortal? When this mortal puts on immortality, the resurrection of the dead.
Yena kazange, yena waye chumayela mayelana lokuvuka kwabafileyo. Lapho lokho okufayo kugqoka okungafiyo. Ngakho siza kuba lokusiliswa ngoNkulunkulu. Omina kuyini esikufunela ukusiliswa ngoNkulunkulu lapho sesingasafi. Lapho lokho okufayo kugqoka okungafiyo ukuvuswa kwabafileyo.
He even doubted the miracle that Jesus did on Lazarus, said he died again. That was just a temporary thing. See? And when he got through like that, he said, bring forth that divine healer, let me see him perform.
Yena, wathandabuza lesimanga esayenzwa nguJesu kuLazaro. Wathi, yena, waphinda wafa futhi njalo leyo yayinto esikhathi esincane bona. Futhi eseqedile kanjalo, wathi, lethani lo osilisa ngoNkulunkulu futhi ngimbone esenza.
They had a little puddle and Brother Bosworth said, I'm surprised at you, Brother Bosworth. Not answering one question that I asked him. And so he got real frantic then. He said, bring that divine healer forth and let me see him perform.
Babele cibi lamanzi elincane. Umfowethu Bosworth wasesithi, uyangimangalisa mfowethu Best. Ukungaphenduli lombuzo owodwa engubuze wona. Futhi khonapho wasephaphatheka wathi lethani lo osilisa ngoNkulunkulu futhi ngimbone senza.
Said, Brother Best, do you believe in people being saved? He said, sure. Said, would you want to be called a divine savior? Said, certainly not.
Wathi mfowethu Best, uyakholwa na ekusindisweni kwabantu? Yena wathi ngeqiniso. Wathi ungafuna ukubizwa uthiwe ungumsindisi ngokukaNkulunkulu? Wathi ngeqiniso hathi.
That would make you a divine savior because you preach salvation of the soul. He said, well, certainly not. He said, neither does it make Brother Branham a divine healer by preaching divine healing for the body. He's not a divine healer. He points people to Jesus Christ.
La kanjalo, lokho akungeke kukwenze ube nguNkulunkulu umsindisi ngoba uchumayele insindiso yomphefumulo. Yena wathi, awu ngeqiniso hathi. Ngathi la kanjalo akwenze umfowethu Branham abe ngosilisa ngoNkulunkulu ngokuchumayela ukusiliswa ngokukaNkulunkulu emzimbeni. Ngasuye osilisa ngoNkulunkulu ukukhombela abantu kuJesu Kristu.
And he said, bring him forth, let me see him perform, let me look at the people a year from today and I'll tell you where I believe it or not. Brother Bosworth said, Brother Best, that sounds like another case of Calvary. Come down off the cross and we'll believe you. See?
Futhi wasesithi, mletheni ake ngimbone senza. Ake ngikhangele abantu ngemva komnyaka kusukela lamuhla futhi ngiza kutshela ukuthi ngiza kukholwa kumbe hatshi. Mfowethu Bosworth wathi, mfowethu Best, lokho kukhanya ngani ngolunye udaba lwase Calvary. Yehla esiphambanweni njalo siza kukholwa wena bona.
And so oh man, he really blew up. He said, let me see him perform, let me see him perform. The moderators made him sit down. He walked over and a Pentecostal preacher stand there. He just smacked him all the way across the platform.
Futhi, oh, ngakho ke, wase thukuthela sibili. Wathi, ake ngimbone senza, ake ngimbone senza. Abakhokheli bombuthano bamenza wahlala phansi. Wahamba esiyakhona njalo kwaku lo mchumayeli owe Pentecost owayemile khonapho. Wamchaya yonke indlela eplatform.
And so they stopped him then. So Brother Bosworth said, here, here. No, no. So the moderators made him sit down.
Futhi bamisa khonapho. Ngakho umfowethu Bosworth wathi, lapha, lapha, hachi, hachi. Ngakho abaphathi bohlelo bamenza wahlala phansi.
Raymond Ritchie raised up and said, is this the attitude of the Southern Baptist Convention? Said, you Baptist ministers. Did the Southern Baptist Convention send this man over here, or did he come on his own?
Raymond Rich wasukuma wathi, lokho yikho yini ukuziphatha kombuthano owe Baptist yasezansi. Wathi lina bachumayele be Baptist, umbuthano owe Baptist yasezansi, ithumele indoda lapha kumbe uzibuyele.
They wouldn't answer. He said, I asked you, he knew him every one. They said he come on his own. Because I know Baptists believe in divine healing too. So then he said, he come on his own.
Basebe ngaphenduli yena wathi ngilibuzile wayebazi bonke bathi uzibuyele yedwa ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi amaBaptist lawo ayakholwa ekusilisweni ngoNkulunkulu ngakho ke wathi uzibuyele yedwa.
So then here's what happened then. Then Brother Bosworth said, I know Brother Branham's in the meeting. If he wants to come and dismiss the audience, very well. So Howard said, you sit still. I said, I'm sitting still.
Ngakho ke nanku okwenzakalayo lapho. Ngakho umfowethu Bosworth wathi, ngiyakwazi ukuthi umfowethu Branham ukhona emhlanganweni. Uba efuna ukuza ezocitha abantu. Kulungile kakhulu. Ngakho uWard wathi, wena hlala uthule. Mina ngathi ngihlezi ngithulile.
And just then something come around, began to whirl around. I knew it was the angel of the Lord. I said, rise up. About 500 people put their hands together like this, made it, I'll come down to the platform.
Futhi khonapho, okuthile kweza kubhoda, kwaqalisa ukuhamba kuvunguza. Futhi ngabakwazi ukuthi ingilosi yenkosi yathi phakama. Abantu abangaba ngamakhulu amahlanu bahlanganisa izandla zabo kanje, benza indlela eyayisehla isiya kuplatform.
I said, friends, I'm not no divine healer, I'm your brother. I said, Brother Best, with no disregards to you, my brother, not at all. You have a right to your conviction, so do I.
Ngathi bangani, ngangisuye osilisa ngonkulunkulu, ngingumfowenu. Ngathi, mfowethu Best, kungela kumbe mfowethu Best, ngathi, ngingakusoli mzalwane, wami, ngitsho, ulelungelo kulokho okukholwayo. Kanjalo lami.
I said, of course, you see, you couldn't prove your point by Brother Bosworth, neither could you by anybody that's well read in the Bible that knows those things.
Ngathi, ngoba uyabona, wehlulekile ukutshengisa lokho umbono wakho ngomfowethu Bosworth. La kanjalo lawo, awenelisanga laloba ngobani obale kahle iBhayibheli owaziyo lezo zinto.
I said, and as far as healing people, I cannot heal them, Brother Best, but I'm here every night. If you want to see the Lord perform miracles, come on over. He does it every night.
Ngathi, futhi mayelana lokusiliswa kwabantu, kangenelisi ukubasilisa mfowethu Best. Kodwa ngilapha, bonke ubusuku uba ufuna ukubona inkosi isenza izimanga. Woza, yena uyakwenza bonke ubusuku.
And he said, I'd like to see you heal somebody. Let me look at him. You might hypnotize him with your hypnotism, but said, I'd like to see it in a year from there. I said, well, you'd have a right to check him, Brother Beth.
Futhi wathi, ngifuna ukukubona usilisa omunye njalo, wenze ngimkhangele, ungaba phosa ngamaphoso amasalamusi akho, kodwa wathi, ngifuna ukukubona ngemva komnyaka kusukela lapho. Ngathi, awu, ulelungelo lokuba hlola mfowethu Best.
He said, nothing but you bunch of numbskull holy rollers believe in such stuff as that. Baptists don't believe in no such nonsense, Brother Bosworth said, just a moment.
Yena wathi, alisi lutho kodwa lingamakhandomi leyo, izigiqiki ezingcwele, eliyikholwa izinto ezinjengalezo, amabhaptisti kawakholwa emanyaleni anje. Umfowethu Bosworth wathi, kancane nje.
Said, how many people out there in these 2 weeks meeting here, they're standing, good standing with these fine Baptist churches here in Houston that can prove that you've been healed by Almighty God while Brother Branham's been here, and over 300 stood up.
What bangag abantu ngapo, kumavigi amavili, awumhlangano lapha, aba mileyo ngokuma okuhle lalawa amabandla awe Baptist lapha eHouston, abangatshengisa ukuthi lisilisiwe ngunkulunkulu uSomandla. Lapho umfowethu Branham ebelapha, futhi abadlula amakhulu amathathu basukuma.
So what about that? He said, they're not Baptists. Said, anybody can testify anything, that still doesn't make it right. Said, God's word says it's right, and you can't withstand that. And the people says it's right, and you can't back that down. So what are you going to do about it? See like that.
Wathi uthini ngalokho? Yena wathi, kayisiwo amaBaptists. Wathi, loba ngubani ongafakaza loba yikuyini? Lokhu akukwenzi kuqonde. Wathi, ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kuqondile, njalo awungeke umelane lalokho. Futhi abantu bathi kuqondile, futhi kawungeke ukwale lokho. Ngakho uzakwenzani ngakho bona njengalokho?
I said, Brother Best, I only tell what's truth. And if I'm truthful, God's obligated to back up the truth. I said, if he won't back up the truth, then he isn't God.
Mina ngathi, mfowethu Best, ngikhuluma kuphela okuliqiniso futhi uba ngiqinisile uNkulunkulu ubotshelwe ukusekela iqiniso ngathi uba yena engasi uba yena engasekeli iqiniso ngakho kasuye uNkulunkulu.
Now, sir, I do not heal people. I was born with a gift to see things, see it happen. I said, I know I'm misunderstood, but I can do no more than fulfill the conviction of my heart.
Futhi ngathi ngangisilisi abantu ngazalwa ngile sipho sokubona izinto ngikubone kusenzakala ngathi ngiyakwazi ngabangizwisisi kuhle kodwa akula engingakwenza ngaphandle kokugcwalisa ukufuqa kwenhliziyo yami.
I said, I believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. And if the spirit that comes and shows visions and so forth, if that's questioned, drop around and find out. I said, that's all.
Ngathi ngiyakholwa ukuthi uJesu Christ wavuka kwabafileyo. Futhi uba umoya obuyayo, futhi utshengise imbono kanye lokunjalo, uba lokho kubuzwa, woza eduzani, njalo uboni. Ngathi yikho konke.
But I said, but for myself, I can do nothing of my own self. And I said, if I tell the truth, God's obligated to me to witness that it is the truth. And about that time, something went, whew, here he comes, coming right down.
Kodwa ngathi, kodwa ngokwami, ngangeke ngizenzele okwami. Futhi ngathi, uba ngingakhuluma iqiniso. UNkulunkulu ubotshelwe kimi, ukufakaza ukuthi kuliqiniso. Futhi ngaleso sikhathi, okuthile kwathi, nangu yena.
And the American Photographer Association, the Douglas Studios in Houston, Texas, having the big camera set there, they're forbidden to take pictures, shot the picture.
Futhi American Photographer Association, abe Douglas Studios, yase Houston, Texas, bele kamera enkulu yokuthatha imfanekiso, ihlezi lapho, gaba vunyelwa ukuthatha imfanekiso, wawuthatha umfanekiso.
When they were there to take pictures of Mr. Best, and he said, before I went down there, he said, wait a minute, I've got six glossies coming here. He said, here, shoot my picture now. And he put his finger in that old saintly man's nose like that, said, now take my picture. And they did.
Lapho bekhonapho, ukuthi bethathe imfanekiso kamnu Best, futhi yena yena wathi, ngingakahambi phansi konale, yena wathi, akume kancane, ngile mfanekiso, eyisithupha, ebuyayo lapha yena wathi nanku thatha umfanekiso wami kathesi futhi wafaka umunwe wakhe ekhaleni laleyo ndoda endala engcwele kanjalo wathi manje thatha umfanekiso wami futhi bawuthatha kanjalo.
Then he drew his fist and put it up and said, now take my picture. And they took it like that. Then he had done like that to pose for his picture. He said, you'll see this in my magazine. Like that. Brother Bosworth stood there and never said a thing. Then they just took the picture of this.
Ngakho wasekhokha isibhakela njalo wasiphakamisa wathi thatha ke umfanekiso wami kathesi futhi bawuthatha njalo ngakho wasesenza kanjalo ukuma esenzela ukuthathwa umfanekiso wakhe wathi lokho liza kubona kumagazini wami kanjalo umfo wethu Bosworth wama lapho njalo kakhuluma ngalutho ngakho bathatha kuphela umfanekiso walokho.
On the road home that night, Catholic boy took it. He said to this other boy, he said, what do you think about that? He said, I know I criticized him. That guard left that woman's throat. I said, he hypnotized her. He said, I could have been wrong on that. He said, what do you think about that picture? I don't know.
Endleleni yokuya ngekhaya, kulobo busuku, umfana ongumkatolika wakuthatha. Wathi komunye lo umfana wathi, ucabangani ngalokho. Yena wathi, ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngamcothoza isifo sokuvuvuka kophimbo sasuka ephinjeni kamama loya ngathi umenze amasalamusi wathi ngingabe ngaphambanisa kulokho wathi ucabangani ngalo umfanekiso kangkwazi.
They put it in the acid. Here's his picture. You can ask him if you want to. They went home. He sat there and smoked a cigarette. Went in and pulled out one of Brother Bosworth. It was negative. Pulled out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and every one of them was blank.
Bawufaka phakathi kwe-acid. Nanku umfanekiso wakhe. Lingambuza uba lifuna. Bahamba ngekhaya, wahlala khonapho futhi wabhema igwayi, wangena phakathi futhi wakhupha enye kamfowethu Bosworth kwakuyi-negative, wakhupha esibili, esithathu, esine, esihlanu, esithupha, futhi yonke yayingela lutho.
God would not permit the picture of his sainted old man standing there with that hypocrite with his nose, hand, fist shaking under his nose like that. He wouldn't permit it.
Unkulunkulu angeke evumele umfanekiso womuntu wakhe omdala ongcwele emile lapho nalowo mzenzisi lekhala lakhe kumbe isandla isibhakela singaphansi kwekhala lakhe kanjalo kazange ekuvumele.
They pulled out the next one and here it was. The man had a heart attack. They sent that night.
Badonsa elandelayo futhi nanku ke kulapha indoda leyo yahlaselwa isifo senhliziyo.
And they sent this negative to Washington, D.C. It was copyrighted, sent back, and George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI and fingerprinting document and so forth, one of the greatest there is in the whole world, was brought there and kept 2 days on it to test camera, lights, everything else.
Futhi bathumeza le inegative eWashington, D.C. Yafakwa amalungelo okuba ingakhophwa. Yaphendukisa. Futhi uGeorge J. Lacey, umkhokheli we-FBI kuma fingerprint futhi lokubhalwayo kanye lokunjalo umunye wabakhulu kulabo abase mhlabeni wonke walethwa lapho futhi wazipha amalanga amabili kuwo ukuze ahlolisise amakhamera ukukhanya lakho konke.
When we come that afternoon, he said, Reverend Branham, I've been a critic of yours too. He said, I said it was psychology. Somebody said they seen them lights and things like that.
Futhi lapho sifika kuleyo mini wathi umfundisi Branham bengingo kucothozayo lami yena wathi futhi ngathi ikubamba abantu ngenqondo omunye wathi babe kubonile lokho kukhanya kanye lezinto ezinjalo.
It said, you know, the old hypocrite used to say that, he meant the unbeliever, them pictures around that a halo around Christ, around the saints, he said that was just simply psychology.
Futhi wathi uyazi umzenzisi omdala wayejwayele ukutsho njalo. Wayesitsho lo ongakholwayo. Leyo imifanekiso lapho, leyo dingilizi yokukhanya egombolezele uKristu, egombolezele abangcwele wathi lokho nje kwakuyikubamba abantu ngengqondo.
But said Reverend Branham, the mechanical eye of this camera won't take psychology. The light struck the lens, or struck the negative. And there it was.
Kodwa wathi, mfundisi Branham, ilihlo lale ikamera, kalisoze lithathe okwengqondo. Ukukhanya kwatshaya ilihlo le kamera, kumbe kutshaye inegative, futhi nanko kwaba khona.
And he said, I submitted over to them. He said, oh, mister, do you know what that's worth? And I said, not to me, brother, not to me. And so he said, of course, it'll never come into effect while you're living, but someday if civilization moves on and Christianity remains, there'll be something happen about this.
Futhi wasesithi, ngakunikeza kibo, yena wathi, oh, numzana, uyakwazi yini ukuthi lokho kubiza intengo engakanani. Futhi ngasengisithi hachi kimi. Mzalwane, hachi kimi, futhi wathi, ngoba akusoze kube lesisindo usaphila. Kodwa ngelinye ilanga, uba imphucuko iqhubeka, njalo isiKristu silokho sikhona, kuza kuba lokuza kwenzakala ngalokho.
So friends, tonight, if this is our last meeting on this earth, you and I have sat in the presence of Almighty God. My testimony is true. Many, many things that take volumes of books to write it. But I want you to know.
Ngakho bangani, kulintambama, uba lo ungumhlangano wethu wokugcina. Kulo umhlaba, lina lami sike sahlala ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu uSomandla. Ubufakazi bami buliqiniso. Okunengi izinto eziningi, kungathatha inqwaba-nqwaba yengwalo ukuthi ngikubhale. Kodwa ngifuna ukuthi libe kwazi.
How many in here that's actually without the picture seen the light itself standing around where I've been preaching? Raise your hands all over the building. Anybody that's ever seen it? See? About 8 or 10 hands are sitting here.
Bangaki lapha ngeqiniso aba kungela umfanekiso abakubonayo ukukhanya ngokwakho kumi lapho engiyabe ngichumayela. Phakamisani izandla zenu kuso sonke isakhiwo noba ngubano wake wakubona. Bona izandla ezingaba yisificamunwembili kumbe ithumi kwabahlezi lapha.
You say, could, Could they see it and me not see it? Yes, sir. That star that the wise man was following passed over every observatory. No one seen it but them. They were the only one who saw it.
Uthi bengakubona futhi mina ngingakuboni yebo nomzana leyo nkanyezi eyayilandelwa yizazi yadlula phezu kwazo zonke indawo zokukhangela akula muntu owakubonayo ngaphandle kwabo yibo bodwa abakubonayo.
Elijah was standing there looking at all those chariots on fire and everything else, and the Gehazi looked around, he couldn't see him anywhere. God said, open his eyes and he can see, and then he seen him. See?
U-Elijah wayemi lapho ekhangele zonke lezo nqola zomlilo futhi lakho konke futhi uGehazi wakhangela yonke indawo wa-engaziboni loba ngapi uNkulunkulu wathi vula amehlo akhe ukuze abone futhi khonapho wahle wabona bona.
But he was a good boy standing there looking around, but he couldn't see it. Sure, it's given for some to see and some not to, and that's true.
Kodwa wa-elijaha elilungileyo emile lapho ekhangele kodwa waye engakuboni ngeqiniso kuphiwe kwabanye ukuthi babone njalo abanye ukuthi bangaboni futhi lokho kuliqiniso.
But now you that has never seen it and you that did see it with your natural eye and has never seen the picture, yet the ones that sees the picture has a greater proof than you that seen it with your natural eye.
Kodwa manje lina elingakaze likubone futhi lani eselake lakubona ngamehlo enu awenyama futhi lingakaze libone umfanekiso kodwa ababona umfanekiso balobufakazi obukhulu ukwedlula lina elikubone ngamehlo enyama.
Because you with your natural eye could have been mistaken. It could have been an optical illusion. Is that right? But that's not an optical illusion. That's the truth where scientific research proves that it's the truth. So the Lord Jesus has did this.
Ngoba lina, ngelihlo lenu, lenyama, ungabe uphambanisile, ungabe kuyikubona into engekho, kuqondile yini lokho. Kodwa lokho kayisikho ukubona into engekho. Lokho kuliqiniso. Lapho ukucubungula kwesayensi kutshengisa ukuthi kuliqiniso, ngakho iNkosi uJesu yenze lokho.
What do you think it is then, you say, Brother Branham? I believe that it is the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel from Egypt to Palestine.
Ucabanga ukuthi kuyini ke? Uthi mfowethu Branham, ngiyakholwa ukuthi insika yomlilo efanayo eyakhokhela abantwana baka-Israyeli besuka eGibhithe besiya ePalestina.
I believe it's the same angel of light that come in the jail and come into St. Peter and touched him and went forward and opened the door and put him out into the light.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi ingilosi yokukhanya efanayo eyabuya entolongweni njalo yabuya kuPetro ongcwele futhi yamthinta njalo yaya phambili futhi yavula umnyango njalo yamkhupha phandla esiya ekukhanyeni.
And I believe it is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He's the same Jesus today that he was yesterday. He will be forever the same Jesus.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi nguJesu Kristu ofanayo izolo lamuhla njalo laphakade. Amen. Yena unguJesu ofanayo lamuhla lalokhu yena okade eyikho izolo. Yena uzabe enguJesu ofanayo kuze kube nini.
While I'm talking about it, that same light that's on that picture is on standing not 2 feet from where I'm standing right now. That's right. I can't see it with my eyes, but I know it's standing here.
Futhi lapho ngisakhuluma ngakho lokho ukukhanya okufanayo okukuloyana umfanekiso kuse kumile hatch amafiti amabili kusukela lapho engime khona kathesi lokho kuqondile ngangingakwanisi ukukubona ngamehlo ami kodwa ngiyakwazi ukuthi kumile lapha.
I know it's settling with inside of me right now. Oh, if you could only know the difference when the power of Almighty God catches and how things look different.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kuhlezi phakathi kwami kathesi o aluba lingabakwazi umahluko lapho amandla kaNkulunkulu usomandla ebamba futhi lokuthi izinto zikhangeleka zijiyene.
That's a challenge. Anybody. I wasn't going to pray for no sick people. I was going to make a committal. But the vision's hanging over the people. God knows it.
Lokho ngiqondanisa loba ngubani. Kade ngingasoze ngithandazele ngitsho abagulayo. Ngibe ngiza kwenza ukunikela. Kodwa umbono ulengele phezu kwabantu. Aha, uNkulunkulu uyakwazi.
I ain't going to call no prayer line. I'm just going to leave you sit there. How many of you people don't have a prayer card? Let's see your hand. Somebody don't have a prayer card. Do not have a prayer card.
Ngangisoze ngibize udwendwe lokukhulekela abagulayo. Ngizaliyekela nje lihlezi khonapho. Bangaki kini bantu abangela amakhadi okukhulekelwa. Kasiboneni isandla senu. Omunye ongelalo ikhadi lokuthandazelwa. Ongelalo ikhadi lokuthandazelwa.
Colored lady sitting here. I see you had your hands up. Is that right? Just stand up so I can single you out just a minute. I don't know what the Holy Spirit will say. But you're looking at me awfully honest. You have no prayer card?
Inina elinsundu elihlezi lapha. Ngiyabona izandla zakho zibe ziphezulu. Kuqondile yini? Phakama ukuze kube nguwe wedwa okomzuzu. Kangikwazi ukuthi umoya ongcwele uza kuthini, kodwa ungikhangele ngokwethembeka okukhulu. Kawulalo ikhadi lokuthandazelwa.
If Almighty God would reveal to me what's your trouble, I'm just doing this for a start, just to get started.
Uba uNkulunkulu Somandla engangambulela ukuba kuyini okukhathazayo. Ngiyenza nje lokho. Ngiqalisa ukuze nje ngiqalise.
You believe me to be you know there's not one good thing about me. If you're a married woman, I'm no more than your husband. I'm just a man. But Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he sent his spirit to vindicate these things.
Uyangikholwa yini ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi akula lutho, akulanto eyodwa enhle ngami. Uba ungumfazi owendileyo, kangendlulu umkakho. Ngiyindoda nje, kodwa uJesu Kristu uyindodana kaNkulunkulu. Njalo yena wathuma umoya wakhe ukuzoqinisa lezi izinto.
If God will tell me what's wrong with you and you know there's no way me to have contact with you at all, will you believe with all your heart? God bless you. Then your high blood pressure has left you.
Uba uNkulunkulu engantshela ukuthi kuyini okuphambanisekileyo kuwe. Njalo uyakwazi ukuthi kayikho indlela kimi eyokuthi ngithintane lawe loba njani. Uzakholwa yini ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. uNkulunkulu akubusise. Ngakho iBP yakho isikuthile.
That's what you had, wasn't that right? And sit down. You just believed that one time. I challenge anybody to believe it.
Yiko obe ulakho. Lokho kube kungaqondanga yini. Ngakho hlala phansi. Kukholwe nje. Lokho kanye. Ngipha ingqobe kuloba ngubani ukuthi akukholwe.
Look here. Let me tell you something. Martha coming to the Lord Jesus, that gift would have never operated if the Father had already showed him what he was going to do. It had never operated, but she said, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not have died.
Kangela lapha, ake ngilitshele okunye. UMarita esiza enkosini uJesu. Isipho leso sasingasoze sisebenze. Ngemva kokuba ubaba esevele wantshengisa yena lokho yena ayeza kwenza. Kwakungasoze kusebenze, kodwa wathi, Nkosi ngi, uba wena ube ulapha, umne wethu ube ngasoze afe.
He said, but I know that even now, whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?
Wathi kodwa ngiyakwazi ukuthi, lo bakathesi, lo bayikuyini, wena okucela kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uzakupha kuwe. Yena wathi, ngiyikuvuka kwabafileyo kanye lokuphila. lo okholwa kimi lo bakade file kodwa uzaphila njalo lo bangubani ophilayo njalo ekholwe kimi kasoze afe ngitsho uyakukholwa lokho yini.
This is what she said. She said, "Yea, Lord, I believe that everything you've said is the truth. I believe you're the Son of God that was to come into the world." That's her approach, humbly.
Zwana uguti watini. Wat yebo nkosi. Ngiyakholwa uguti gonke wena. Ogu kulumileyo kuliqiniso. Ngiyakholwa uguti wena. Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu. Eya izabuya emhlabeni. Iyo indlela amlanda ngayo. Ezehlisa.
You feel different, don't you, lady? That's right. Little lady sitting right there next to you too. Suffering with arthritis and the female trouble. Isn't that right, lady?
Uzwa umahluko akunjalo na mama. Ye, kuqondile lokho. Inina elincane elihlezi khonapho. Lapho eceleni kwakho, lawe ukhathazwa ngumkhuhlane wamathambo. Kanye lomkhuhlane wabomama. Akunjalo lokho, mama.
Stand up just a minute, the little lady with the red dress on. You're so close to the vision to come to you. Arthritis, female trouble, is that right?
Akusukume okomzuzu. Inina elincane eligqoke isigqoko esibomvu ube useduzane kakhulu. Umbono usufikile kuwe. Umkhuhlane wamathambo, umkhuhlane wabomama, kuqondile yini lokho?
Here's something in your life. You got a good straight look to you. You got a lot of worry on your life, a lot of trouble. That trouble's about your loved one. It's your husband.
Futhi nanko okuthile okusempilweni yakho. Ule, uloku khangela okuhle okuqondileyo kuwe. Uloku khathazeka okunenge empilweni yakho. Uhlupho olunenge. Futhi lolo hlupho lumayelana lalo omthandayo ngumkakho.
He's a drunkard. He won't go to church. If that's right, raise your hand. God bless you, lady. Go home now and receive your blessing. You're healed. Turns light around you.
Uyisidakwa. Gahambi enkonzweni. Uba kuqondile. Phakamisa isandla sakho. UNkulunkulu akubusise, mama. Hamba ngekhaya. Kathesi futhi wamukele isibusiso sakho. Ususilisiwe. Sokukhanya kuwe.
Man sitting right next to you in there. You, sir. You believe? With all your heart? You've lost one of your senses. That's the sense of smelling. Isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand.
Indoda ehlezi eceleni kwakhe ngapho. Wena nomzana, uyakholwa yini? Ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Usulahlekelwe ngomunye wemizwa yakho. Okungumuzwa wokunukisa. Akuqondanga yini lokho? Uba kunjalo, hambisa isandla sakho phezulu.
Put your hand up to your mouth like this. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you with all my heart." God bless you. Go now, you receive your healing.
Beka isandla sakho emlonyeni wakho. Kanje uthi, "Nkosi Jesu, ngiyakukholwa wena ngenhliziyo yami yonke." UNkulunkulu akubusise. Hamba kathesi. Uza kwamukela ukusila kwakho.
Have faith in God. What do you all think about it back in there? Do you believe? Be reverent.
Wobando kholo kuNkulunkulu. Lonke lingacabangi ngakho emuva ngale. Liyakholo woban lenhlonipho.
There's a lady sitting right back over there in a corner. I see that light hanging over. That's the only way I can tell what about it. That light's hanging. This light right here is hanging over the lady.
Kule nina elihlezi ngale ekhoneni emuva. Ngiyakubona lokho kukhanya kule ngaphezu kwakhe. Yiyo kuphela indlela engingakhuluma okuthile ngakho. Lokho kukhanya kulengele. Ukukhanya lokhu okulapha kulenge phezu kwenina.
Maybe just a minute if I can see what it is. If it break, the lady's suffering with a heart trouble. She's looking right to me.
Mhlawumbe nje okomzuzu. Uba ngingabona ukuthi kuyini kuzasuka inina likhathazwa yisifo senhliziyo ukhangeleke imsebenzi.
And her husband sitting next to her. And her husband has got some sickness. He's just been sick, upset, sick. Isn't that right, sir? Raise your hands up if that's true.
Futhi umkakhe uhlezi eceleni kwakhe. Futhi umkakhe ulesifo esithile. Ubegula nje ekhathazekile. Egula akuqondanga lokho yini, mnumzane? Phakamisa izandla zakho phezulu. Uba lokho kuliqiniso.
That's right, you lady with the little scarf there. The mister, isn't that right? Haven't you been this kind of upset today? You have upset in your stomach, the man. That's right. You all believe with all your heart? Both of you? You accept it?
Lokho kuqondile. Nguwe mama olesigava esincane lapho. Unumzana akuqondanga lokho yini. Lamuhla kade ungakhathazekanga kancane yini. Uloku khathazeka esiswini. Indoda leyo. Lokho kuqondile. Lokho liyakukholwa ngenhliziyo zenu zonke lobabili. Liyakwamukela.
Sir, I tell you, you too, I see ya. Your hand up. The habit of smoking, quit doing that. You smoke cigars, you shouldn't do that. Makes you sick, isn't that right? If it is, wave your hand like this. That's what's upsetting you. It's bad on your nerves.
Numzana, ngiyakutshela lawe njalo. Ngiyakubona wena ophakamise isandla sakho. Umkhuba wokubhema. Tshiyana lokwenza njalo. Uyabhema igwayi. Kawumelanga wenze njalo. Kuyakugulisa. Akuqondanga lokho yini. Uba kunjalo, hambisa isandla sakho. Kanje, yikho oku khathazayo kubi emizweni yakho.
Throw the nasty thing away and don't do it no more. You'll get over that and be all right. Your wife's heart trouble will leave her. Do you believe that?
Lahlela khatshana into embi njalo ungakwenzi futhi futhi. Uza kunqoba lokho njalo usile. Njalo isifo somkakho senhliziyo sizasuka. Uyakukholwa lokho?
Isn't that right? I can't see you from here and you know that, but you're carrying cigars on the in your pocket in the front. That's right. Lay the things out and put your hand over on your wife. Tell God that you are through with that kind of stuff. You'll go home well. You and your wife will get well.
Akuqondanga lokho yini. Kangikuboni ngilapha. Njalo uyakwazi lokho. Kodwa uthwele igwayi ku esikhwameni sakho esiphambili. Kuqondile lokho. Khuphela phandle lezo izinto. Njalo ufake isandla sakho phezu komkakho. Tshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi usuqedelane lezinto ezinjalo. Uzahamba endlini ususilile wena njalo lomkakho lizasila.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
You believe with all your heart?
Hallelujah.
Kalithunyiswe ibizo lenkosi Jesu. Uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
This little lady sitting here looking at me here. You're on the front seat here, sitting right here. A little lady looking at me, sitting right there.
Leli inina elincane elihlezi lapha elingikhangeleyo lapha wena ose ngale esihlalweni esiphambili lapha ohlezi lapha inina elincane elile ongikhangeleyo ohlezi lapha ya.
You have a prayer card, lady? Right here. Now, you don't have any prayer card? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that Jesus Christ can make you well?
Gawula ulalo ikhadi lokuthandazelwa. Mama olapha, kawulalo ikhadi lokuthandazelwa. Uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Uyakholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu engakuphilisa.
What do you think about it? You sit next to her. Do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't? You want to get well too? Wouldn't you like to go eat again like you used to? Have the stomach trouble over? Do you believe Jesus heals you now? Stand up if you believe Jesus Christ heals you.
Ucabanga ngakho. Wena ohlezi eceleni kwakhe ulalo ikhadi lokuthandazelo mama kawulalo uyafuna ukusila lawe kawuthandi yini ukuthi uhambe uye kudla njalo njengalokho owawukwenza ukuphatheka esiswini kuphele uyakholwa ukuthi uJesu uyakusilisa kathesi phakama uba ukholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu ukusilisile.
You had an ulcerated stomach, didn't you? It's caused from a nervous condition. You've been nervous for a long time. Especially acids and things, or I mean, creates acid, makes sensitive teeth when you belch your food back up in your mouth. That's truth. Yes, sir.
Ube ulesisu esilezilonda. Kade kungenjalo. Kubangelwa isimo sokwesaba. ube usesaba okwesikhathi eside ikakhulu ama acid njalo lezinto kumbe ngitsho ukuthi kubangele ama acid njalo kwenza amazinyo abebhlungu lapho ubhodla ukudla kwakho kubuyela phezulu emlonyeni wakho lokho kuliqiniso yeyibona umzana
is a peptic ulcer is laying the bottom of your stomach it burns sometime after eating especially toast with butter on it is that right I'm not reading your mind but the Holy Ghost is infallible you're healed now go home be well
isilonda sesisu esibangelwa yikuginya ngemva kokudla isinkwa esiwosiweyo esilebhatha lokho kuqondile ngangifundi ingqondo yakho kodwa umoya ongcwele kaphosisi usilisiwe kathesi khamba ngekhaya ube kahle
what are you back over in this direction some of you over there without a prayer card raise up your hand somebody without prayer cards all right be reverent believe with all your heart what about up the balcony have faith in god
lina ke emuva ngale indlela abanye benu ngale elingelawo amakhadi okuthandazelwa phakamisani izandla zenu othile ongelawo amakhadi okuthandazelwa kulungile woba lenhlonipho kholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke kambe ke phezulu kwebhalikhoni wobani lokholo kuNkulunkulu
I can't do this within myself it's only his sovereign grace do you believe I can only say as he shows me, as your faith, I say that to shake your faith. And then see which way he'll lead me.
Ngingeke ngizenzele lokho. Kungumusa wakhe ozimeleyo. Liyakhola. Ngiyakhuluma njengokutshengisa kwakhe kimi. Lapho ukholo lwenu. Ngitsho njalo ukuze nginyikinye ukholo lwenu. Ngakho ke ngibe sengibona indlela yena aza ngikhokhela ngayo.
Did you realize this is not your brother? You're standing in his presence. It's not me that's doing this. It's your faith operating it. I can't operate it. It's your faith that's doing it. I have no way of operating it.
Likunanzelele. Lo akusuye umzalwane wenu. Limile ebusweni bakhe. Ngayisimi oyenza lokho. Lukholo lwenu olukuhambisayo. Kangeke ngikuhambise lukholo lwenu olukwenzayo kangilayo indlela eyokukwenza
just a minute in this corner I see a colored man sitting there kind of elderly with the glasses on you have a prayer card sir stand up on your feet a minute
kahle okomzuzu nje kuleli ikhona ngibona indoda ensundu ehlezi khonapho ukhanya ekhulile ugqoke amagogolosi ule card lokuthandazelwa mnumzana phakama ngenyawo zakho okomzuzu
you believe me to be God's servant with all your heart you're thinking about somebody else aren't you if that's right wave your hand not because it's me your brother
uyangikhola ukuba inceku kaNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke ucabanga ngomunye umuntu akunjalo na uba lokho kuqondile zunguza isandla sakho phezulu hathi ngoba yimi umzalwane wakho
now you don't have a prayer card there wouldn't be no way of you ever getting in line because you ain't got a prayer card now if any of you got prayer cards don't raise up see because you'll have a chance to come in the line
manje gawulalo ikhadi lokuthandazela abagulayo Kayingeke ibe khona indlela yokuthi wena ungene edwendweni ngoba kawulalo ikhadi lokuthandazelo manje uba loba ngubani wenu elamakhadi okuthandazelwa ungaphakami bona ngoba uza kuba lethuba lokuza edwendweni
but I see that light is hanging above him it's never broke to a vision yet I cannot heal you brother I cannot only God can do that But you've got faith, you're believing, and there's something it's caused it some way.
Kodwa ngiyakubona lokhana kukhanya kulengile phezukwakhe akukatshintshi kwaba ngumbono okwakathesi Kangeke ngikusilise mzalwane, kangeke. UNkulunkulu kuphela nguye ongakwenza lokho. Kodwa okwakho, okwakho ulokholo, uyakholwa. Njalo kule okuthile kukubangela ngenye indlela.
If Almighty God will tell this man what's his trouble, will the rest of you receive your healing? There's a man perfectly standing 10, 15 yards away from me. I never seen him in my life. He's just a man standing there.
Uba uNkulunkulu usomandla engatshela lindoda okumkhathazayo. Lina abanye lonke lingemukela ukusila kwenu. Kule ndoda emileyo ngokuphelela amayadi alichumi alichumi lanhlanu kusukela lapha engkhona kangaze ngimbone empilweni yami ngumuntu nje omileyo lapho.
If Almighty God will reveal what's wrong with that man, every one of you are to walk right out of here a well person.
Amen.
What more can God do?
Amen.
Is that right?
Uba uNkulunkulu usomandla engambula ukuba kuyini okungalunganga kuleyana ndoda. Lonke kumele liphume lapha lingabasilileyo. Kuyini okunye uNkulunkulu angakwenza? Kuqondile yini lokho?
Sir, there's nothing wrong with you. You're weak, have a little getting up at night, prostrates and so forth. But that's not what's your trouble.
Numzana, akula lutho olungalunganga kuwe. Ubuthakathaka, ulokuvuka kancane ebusuku, iprostate kunye lokunjalo, kodwa kayisikho okukhathazayo.
Your trouble is concerning your boy. And your boy is in some kind of a state institution, and he has a dual personality. Is that right? Wave your hand if that's right. That's exactly right.
Ukhathazeka mayelana lomfana wakho. Futhi umfana wakho ungani usendaweni ethile kahulumende okugcinwa khona abantu futhi ulobuntu obubili. Kuqondile yini lokho? Zunguza isandla sakho phezulu uba lokho kuqondile.
How many believes now that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is standing here? Let's stand and offer praise and receive our healing.
Bangaki abakholwayo kathesi ukuthi uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu imile lapha. Kasiphakameni futhi simuphe udumo njalo samukele ukusila kwethu.
Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, you're here the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Nkulunkulu somandla, mqali wempilo, muphi wesipho sonke esihle, wena ulapha inkosi uJesu Kristu efanayo, ofana izolo lamhla njalo laninini.
And Satan, you've bluffed these people long enough. Come out of them. I adjure thee by the living God, whose presence is here now in the form of a pillar of fire. Leave these people and come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Futhi Satan wethu sele abantu laba okwesikhathi eside kwaze kwenela. Phuma kibo, ngiyakulaya ngoNkulunkulu ophilayo. Ubukhona bakhe obulapha kathesi ngesimo sensika yomlilo. Chiya abantu laba futhi suka kibo ngebizo likaJesu Kristu.
Every one of you raise your hands and praise God and receive your healing. Everyone.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lonke phakamisani izandla zenu futhi lidumise uNkulunkulu njalo lamukele ukusila kwenu lonke.